He could win this thing. 12-6 is the score. Blue Hill out front by the half dozen. Shotgun. Rifle loses the ball. It is tackled in the backfield. Blue Hill taking advantage of that miscue. And coming up and falling on him was Garrett Williams.
However, riding a four-game winning streak, the Sutton Mustangs find themselves in an opportunity to win the district title. Standing in their way, the St. Cecilia Bluehawks.
Handoff goes to Graffel, and Graffel's off to the races. At the 40, Joel Graffel, 50, 40, 30, 20, 10. Touchdown, St. Cecilia, again, lightning by the ground.
Not only are the Bluehawks looking for another district title, but a win tonight would secure their fifth straight undefeated regular season. It's a C27 district showdown, and it's on the Breeze 94.5. Now, live from Sutton, let's turn it over for the call of tonight's game. Here's Mike Will and Jim Purcell.
And good evening. Welcome to high school football action here tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Tonight, Hastings St. Cecilia finishes off the 2011 regular season with a road game as they take on the Sutton Mustangs. I'm Mike Will. I'll call the play-by-play for you tonight. Jimmy Purcell joins me alongside. Sutton coming in, a record of 4 wins and 3 losses on the season. The Mustangs lost their first 3 games of the year to 3 pretty good teams in Blue Hill and Tri-County and the Sandy Creek. Sutton then has won 4 straight games, including 3 games here in the district, knocking off Donovan Trumbull in a wild affair. They beat him in overtime by a score of 40-38. They beat Theris Central by a score of 47-0. They beat Superior by a score of 52-6. And then last week, knocking off Southern Valley by a score of 36-0. So Sutton 0-3 in the first 3 weeks of the season, 4-0 since then. They come on to face the Bluehawks of Hastings St. Cecilia. They are looking for their fifth straight undefeated season here tonight. St. Cecilia coming in a record of 7 wins, no losses on the season. Probably had the most impressive defensive effort a week ago when they held Superior to just 52 yards of total offense in the ball game last week and knocking off the Cats by the score of 62-0. So it's 7-0 Hastings St. Cecilia taking on the 4-3 Sutton Mustangs here tonight in the season finale for both of these teams. St. Cecilia will play in the Class C2 state playoffs next week with a win here tonight. Pretty much a guarantee that the Hawks would be at home at Duncan Field for the first round of the state playoffs next week. Sutton also with a chance to qualify in Class C2, but this is for the district championship here tonight at St. Cecilia. It's ready to take on the Sutton Mustangs. Temperature is going to be 54 degrees at game time here tonight. Little if any winds, and just a perfect night for high school football action here tonight at Sutton. As we welcome in Jimmy Purcell, and Jimmy, a big ball game for Hastings St. Cecilia. This is a team that has been on a roll ever since the start of the season. They picked up that 10-point win over Carnegie Catholic to get the season started. And since then, the Hawks have just rolled. This has been an impressive year for the Hawks.
Well, they really have, Mike. They graduated a lot of guys last year, and one of them, Zach Stura, playing up at the University of Nebraska, but just lost a lot of talent last year. But then they reload. They replaced a lot of those guys that moved on and graduated. But again, we talked about it early in the year. This is a football team, probably a little smaller than what they were last year, but I think, and in talking to Randy Ahrens and Carl Tesmer, probably one of the quicker teams that they have had, and we've seen that in the games that we have done. Matt Kissinger really brings a lot to the table. This team really relies on him. With the injury to Cody Jackson, who will not see action tonight, Matt Kissinger will be in that backfield, and he is just so dangerous, whether it be catching the ball out of the backfield or just taking handoffs. He has got another gear that we have seen, and it's just impressive that the way he is able to catch the football and run it. Coming into the ball game tonight, 497 yards of rushing for Kissinger, 139 receiving. He's got 7 touchdowns rushing and 2 on the receiving end of things. And we have seen he really hasn't been and had the opportunity to catch many balls here, replacing Cody Jackson. But again, on defense, probably a little smaller up front than what they were last year. But again, their quickness really overcomes that. And just a lot of determined kids. They've really dismantled their competition so far in the season. And it's going to be a tough test tonight. Sutton brought a lot to the table last year and held with the Hawks there early in the ball game before they were able to get out on top of them. But it all starts after tonight. It gets pretty tough. And if you look at C2 and the teams that are up there, it's going to be a wild, wild state playoff bracket this year.
So a couple of teams with some good rushing attacks here tonight. You mentioned Kissinger. You mentioned Hamburger for Hastings St. Cecilia. Other side of the coin, you've got Reed Wiebe, the guy who's just been a horse, has been an absolute horse for the Mustangs this year, rushing over 200 yards a couple of ball games as of late against Southern Valley and Superior.
Yeah, he was just really brought the wood to my former team, Superior. They really don't have a lot, so to speak, of. They got one more game as well down there. But, yeah, Reed Wiebe, not only is he excellent on the golf course, he is a tremendous golfer, but a big kid out there, 6'3", over 200 pounds. He's rushed for 1,253 yards, 19 touchdowns. He's averaging 8 yards per carry. He will have his strongest test of the year tonight against the St. Cecilia and Randy Aaron's defense.
You mentioned the Superior game. Wiebe had 25 carries, 289 yards, 5 touchdowns against your Cats a couple of weeks ago. Then last week he had 29 carries, 200 yards, and 4 touchdowns against Southern Valley. So if Hastings St. Cecilia is going to be successful in this ball game, they absolutely have to at least slow down. I don't think you're going to stop Reed Wiebe. At least you got to slow this kid down.
Well, exactly. And they've got a sophomore in there, Cole Wiseman. People around Hastings may remember that name. His father, Chad Wiseman, who played for Bill Carlin at AC, got to talk with Chad earlier. But just a sophomore in there, very young, pretty green. Really hasn't put up anything huge as far as numbers. He's 20 of 41 passing, 282, a couple of touchdowns and 3 interceptions. He's rushed for 184 yards and 4 touchdowns. But he's a young kid in there, but all he's got to do is turn around and hand it off to Wiebe. And he is an outstanding back. It's going to be fun to watch him tonight. You look at the offensive line for Sutton, probably not the size up there that they have had. They do have one kid, the Scheidemann kid, that goes 265, I believe 6'2". So he is a workhorse in there. They'll try to go behind him tonight. So the Hawks, again, have to be aware of number 30, where Wiebe is all night.
So a rare Thursday night edition of high school football for you tonight to wrap up the 2011 regular season for both Sutton and Hastings St. Cecilia. We've got the coaches standing by. We'll talk with Carl Tesmer from head coach St. Cecilia first, and then we'll hear from Steve Raymer, the head coach at Sutton. You're listening to the New Tech Seeds pregame show here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. New Tech Seeds, your yield leader. We'll come back and check in with Carl Tesmer, the head coach at Hastings St. Cecilia, as our New Tech Seeds pregame show continues after this.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name, they put up a couple jerseys, doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks? Booza! Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food? Booza! Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports? Booza! Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
As times have changed, so have our customers' needs. Gary Michaels Clothiers in Hastings meets these needs with the largest selection of fine menswear between Lincoln and Denver. Our mission is to provide our customers with a complete selection of quality tailored clothing, accessories, sportswear, and to deliver an uncompromising level of service. And for the ladies, Gary Michaels carries Brighton jewelry, handbags, and footwear. For casual to professional menswear, shop Gary Michaels, downtown Hastings.
And welcome back to the New Tech Seeds pregame show tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Hastings St. Cecilia on the road tonight playing in Sutton against the Mustangs as we spend a couple of minutes with St. Cecilia head coach Carl Tesmer. Coach, sitting at 7-0 in the season, got a chance to maybe hit a couple of your season-long goals in a district championship and an undefeated season here tonight, so a big game for you.
Oh, and for sure, Mike. And then, of course, a lot of it has to do with seeding, of course, getting into the playoffs and trying to maintain some kind of a home court advantage or home field advantage. And, yeah, but it's still nice to try and win a championship and go through the regular season undefeated. So that would be, you know, those are goals that we think about, but it's still going to be a chore with Sutton. They've got a nice football team. They're actually a lot better team in their record. They could very easily be undefeated or maybe have one loss, you know. And I picked them early in the year to kind of be in this situation. I thought we'd be in a situation where we might play them for the championship, and here it is.
You're facing a Sutton team tonight that has won 4 games in a row. They started off, I think, 0-3, and they've won 4 games in a row since then.
Wow, that's when you think about it, what a turnaround. I mean, I'm sure there were a lot of questions, and when you're 0-3 and you thought you were going to have a pretty good football team, and then all of a sudden you start putting it together. But their losses were close games early in the year to good football teams, and so that can happen to anybody. And now, you know, they're in a great run. You know, you like to be it's kind of like the old St. Louis Cardinal baseball team. You know, they're on a run. And when you're playing good football and you're on a good stretch, then you feel good about yourself no matter what else has happened.
Let's talk about your team. This has not been an easy season for you. You had a 10-point win over Kearney Catholic in the season opener. Has been you've been battling injuries ever since then. You've been overcome those injuries, and you've got off to a 7-0 start. But talk about the season at this point.
Well, I think the injuries are the biggest part of it. You know, it was just hard for us to develop any continuity and any identity among your offense and defense because we were playing a lot of different people at the same time. But we've really come together well here just in the last two or three games, Mike. We've been practicing well. We really played well. We played probably our most complete game last week. And so we're in a situation right now where we feel good about ourselves and that we're playing well. We're playing well at the right time of the year. And having everybody, for the most part, healthy. We miss Jace Jackson. There's no doubt about it. But, you know, Kissinger's filled in well there at IBAC. And Phil still, our quarterback is still in good situation, good shape there. And our offensive and defensive lines seem to be playing a little better. So, you know, right now I like the way we're playing. I we got a tough chore with us tonight. But I still like our football team. I like the way we're playing right now.
Last week, a 62-0 win over Superior put it all together, all phases, offensively, defensively, and on special teams.
Well, we really did, you know, and we had a situation where we had, two punt returns in the same game for a touchdown, and then last week we get two interceptions for a touchdown, one a school record 97-yarder by Hamburger, and then Kissinger had a nice pick out there at corner, and he returned that for a touchdown. So we're having things happen there, and then you throw in an 80-yard kickoff return in that ball game. We just kind of scored and did the things right on all phases of the game. And, you know, Kissinger ended up with 100 yards rushing on 6 carries, which, you know, just lots of little things happening there that we like and that make us that much better a football team.
It's nice to get those points on special teams, isn't it?
Well, it really is, you know, and to score, 12 points there, and, you know, we've got our third defensive score in that game, and then the fact that our defense had a shutout and really, really played well. You know, we didn't, I think, 50-some total yards in that ball game, and so that was encouraging. And granted, you're playing teams that are struggling, but you still got to execute. You still got to play well no matter who you're playing.
52 yards of total offense for Superior a week ago. And maybe the defense has taken a little bit of criticism the past two or three weeks, giving up some yards, but there seemed to come along now in the past week or so.
Well, they played very, very well. Our defensive ends played well in that game. And, you know, they had a lot. They had one fellow with a lot of speed that we were worried about, and we never really gave him a chance to get outside, so that helped us. And, you know, I thought our defensive tackles played a little better than they have in the past, and that seems to be a key for us, although I think our defensive ends are our big key tonight.
So it's the Sutton Mustangs tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia for the district championship here. Sutton, the team, like you said, 4-3 on the season. Reed Wiebe seems to be carrying most of the load for Sutton, a big running back for you. Talk about him.
Well, he really is. He's probably the biggest running back we'll see all year, and he runs very, very tough. He runs hard. They block well for him, and you know, they've got other people that can do things, but he definitely is the man they want to go to and get things done on offense. And, you know, defensively, they've been up and down. They've given up some points and been in some shootouts, and so we're hoping that maybe we can take advantage of that on our side of the ball there with our offense. And we're going to give up some yards. We're going to give up some points. We just hope that we can outscore people, which is kind of what we've been doing anyway.
Coach, is Sutton just giving the ball to Wiebe and letting him do his thing, or do they have some other weapons to go to?
Well, you know, the fullback, they'll get him involved in the trap, and he leads their isos and their blasts. But, you know, Wiebe's definitely the guy they want to go to. In some of the games, he's getting the ball the first 5 or 6 carries in the game. And until you stop him, they're not going to get away from that. You know, they got something going. I'd go with it, too. And so they're happy with that. And, of course, I think Wiseman is the quarterback now. He's kind of taken over for Spomberg there that I'm sure was injured and didn't come out or whatever. But anyway, he can throw the ball well. He's a sophomore that directs their team and gets it done for them. And so they run a lot of Mike. They don't kick anything. They just go for 2 points. And, you know, when you think about it, they've got a ton of good 2-point plays they've been working on. And you might score a touchdown. They come back and score, and you're up 7-0. Next thing you know, you're behind 8-7. So, you know, it's kind of a thing where you're just going to have to stay focused, do your thing on offense, and try to play good defense and keep them from scoring.
You mentioned the quarterback, Cole Wiseman, a sophomore quarterback in there for Sutton. Is he a thrower? We have to be concerned with that tonight.
Well, he's just a good little athlete. You know, he just does things right. I don't watch him on film. He can throw the ball well. He puts it on the money, and a lot of times the receivers are wide open. But he can put it in there and thread the needle. And then his play action stuff is very good, and that's a big part of their offense too. And then he's got average speed or better than, so he can scramble and bootleg. And you know, they've got a nice package going offensively. They mix it up. They do a real nice job of getting a lot of things going in with a lot of different type of plays. You know, there's a lot of, like I said, some bootleg stuff. There's some rollout stuff where they're throwing back and running crossing patterns with people. And so we've really stressed staying home on the backside this week because they can go misdirection on you as well as go with Weeby.
It's the keys maybe stopping Sutton tonight.
Well, I think our defensive ends have to play very, very well because they're going to run the option play and then they're still going to run the blast and they're going to put a lot of pressure on us right out there at tackle and end. And so our people out there, we're going to try and start the game by playing them in their face a little bit and be physical with them right there at the point of attack because I think if you get too far outside, they're going to kick you out and come inside. And if you get too far inside, they're going to pin you and go outside. So, you know, our ends are going to be a key. They're going to try and play pretty much head up tonight, at least we think we are, unless we make adjustments later. And then tackle well. You know, you still have to tackle well and take care of the football, all those little other things that enter into a game. Of course, you never know for sure there. But, you know, we're on assignment football tonight defensively, and we hope that we get it done.
Okay, go ahead.
Thank you.
New Tech is proud to support high school sports. New Tech is known as the undisputed yield leader as a result of their excellent performance in university and first trials and in your fields. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put New Tech's winning genetics to work for you, contact Terry or Jason Stark at 750-6060 or visit newtech@yieldleader.com.
New Tech Seed, the undisputed Midwest yield leader.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
Rivals Bar and Grill. Fun, food, 20 TVs, daily and weekend specials, supporting all the local and area athletes, teams, and coaches after the game or anytime. Join the Rivals team. Rivals Bar and Grill, Osborne Drive East in Hastings, open every day at 11.
Talking with head coach Steve Raymer of the Sutton Mustangs on tonight's pregame show before the Mustangs take on St. Cecilia here tonight on the Breeze. Coach, the ball club on a roll here now. You're won your last four in a row after dropping the first three. What's changed things since that third game? You've started this winning streak. What's going on over there?
Well, I think the biggest thing, we just took care of the football. We were averaging about four turnovers in those first three games a game, and you know, we stopped beating Sutton and started beating the other team.
The ball club, and that really gets contagious, doesn't it, Coach? When you play well and get this momentum going, it's hard to stop when you get things going, and because it's really fun for the kids, isn't it?
Yeah, you know, a little, you know, get a little success, it builds a little more confidence, and you can carry that into the next game, and as winning's always funner.
The ball club, Coach, started this winning streak in the district over Donovan Trumbull, 40-38 in overtime. Now, that was a key ball game for you because it got you your first win. Tell us a little bit about that game. That game kind of propel you to this winning streak. That was a big one to win in overtime over a good football team.
It was. I mean, we had kind of struggled both, you know, one game we'd be good offensively, the next game defensively, and we kind of made some adjustments on offense, and we knew we could score, and we were just going to have to try to outscore them, and they're a tough team to stop. And you know, we just our kids never quit in that game, and that kind of that momentum of winning that game kind of carried on to the next. And our defense has really picked it up here of lately, so we're kind of all falling together right now.
Yeah, the ball club, you talk about the defense after that overtime win, the last three over Thayer, Central, Superior, and Southern Valley, have given up only 6 points, have a couple of shutouts. What's been the key defensively for this outfit?
I think just, you know, mainly fundamental football. You know, we're just we're getting off blocks, and when we get off blocks, we're making tackles. And just something we weren't doing. We didn't think our effort was where it needed to be. And you know, we were, at the first few games, I think we were once somebody engaged on us, we considered ourselves we were blocked, and this time we just kind of got that never die attitude, and we just fight through and get off blocks and make good tackles.
Okay, Coach, what's going on in this offensive side of things? The last two, Superior 52 points, Southern Valley 36, and you look at just kind of the highlights. Superior game, Reed Wiebe, 289 yards, 5 touchdowns on 25 carries. Then the game last week over Southern Valley, Reed has 200 yards rushing on 29 carries, 4 touchdowns. What are you just saying here, Reed? Here's the football. Carry us, huh?
Yeah, I mean, he's really stepped up for us. He runs the ball hard. You know, he's 210 pounds, and at 6 foot three, he's getting behind his pads and kind of making the linebackers feel it. So, when he got a tackling for four quarters, and in that fourth quarter, he kind of wears you down and takes care of you. And I think another thing is our O-line's really stepped up lately, and we've made some adjustments on there. On the, on our left side, we've added Reed Stone and Harrison Beal, and on the right side, we have Max Olson and Dustin Scheidemann and Michael Cox and Tyler Keenan, and they've really just kind of, took care of their man and, opened up some holes for Reed, and then we let Reed kind of run over that unblocked man and make him pay for it, and that combination's worked well for us.
Yeah, you can never, as we talk a lot of in high school football, you can never underestimate great offensive and defensive lines, can you, Coach? Because a lot of these games are won right up front, aren't they?
Yeah, and that's the way the game will be tonight. Same thing, whoever wins the upfront battle is going to win the ball game. And, the other factors in there are turnovers and penalties. But if you're dominating the front O-line and D-line, then you're going to have a good night.
Yeah, Coach, a great segue, Coach. Thanks for leading us into the Saints and Sea game there. We appreciate that. But, yeah, the Blue Hawks tonight, both these teams 3-0 in the district, Coach. And this is for the district championship. People may not realize that, but the winner automatically qualifies for the state playoffs. Saints and Sea is a big hurdle, aren't they? The Blue Hawks are a hurdle, aren't they, Coach? They have a great football team. And what's your word on Saints and Sea?
Well, they got a lot of team speed, with their quarterback Hamburger and Kissinger. And they just... They just have a lot of team speed, but their O-line also does a good job of opening up holes for them. So, them kids are running through holes that are pretty big, and then when they get out in the open, they're tough to catch. And, it's just something we have to do is we have to, we've got to hit them for four quarters, and we got to make them play for four quarters. That's something they haven't done a lot of. I'm sure they're prepared for it, but, we've got to take the battle to them, regardless of who it is, and make them feel us, not us feel them.
You want to give your team an opportunity at the end, don't you, Coach? You want your guys to give themselves an opportunity at the end of this thing to have a chance to come out on top, don't you? You want to, as you say, four quarters, very important tonight, but your guys want to give themselves a chance to win at the end, don't they?
Yeah, we just got to keep plugging away. I mean, there's going to be times that, that Hamburger, their quarterback, he's going to get away. He's going to break a 50-yarder here and there. He's fast. They're running back. I think they have Kissinger now running back, and if not, he's playing split. And them kids are going to get away once in a while. They're just quick enough, too. It's just we got to pick ourselves off the dirt, wipe it up, and then we come right back at them. And if it ends up being like the Donovan Trumbull game, it ends up being like that. If it ends up being a low-scoring game, whatever happens in that game, we have to keep plugging away. So in that fourth quarter, we have the ball in our hand, a chance to win the game.
Coach, a great tribute to your kids and you and the staff on the 4-3 season so far, and they've really put it together and come along quite well here. Thanks for joining us. Good luck tonight, Coach, and hopefully we'll see you next week starting in the playoffs. Thanks very much for your time tonight.
Thanks a lot.
That's Steve Raymer. He's the head football coach of the Sutton Mustangs on tonight's pregame show.
Witt Plumbing does residential, commercial, and farm plumbing. From new construction, remodeling, repairs, and service to backhoe, trenching, leach fields, water heaters and softeners, septic tank installation, and video sewer inspections. Where there's a Witt, there's a way. Witt Plumbing, 1726 North Kansas Avenue, Hastings.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Again, welcome to high school football action here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Great matchup for us here. Regular season finale for Hastings St. Cecilia and the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. Your starting lineup, first of all, for St. Cecilia. The Hawks come in under head coach Carl Tesmer, 7-0 on the season. They will go with Phil Hamburger at quarterback, a 200-pound senior. Joe Graffel will be at fullback tonight, 190 and a junior. Matt Kissinger will be at the tailback position for the injured Jace Jackson. Matt Kissinger, a 180-pound senior. At split end will be Cesar Tino, 160 and a junior. At tight end will be Simon Ostrander, 160 and a senior. Kevin Ryan will be the slot back, 150 and a senior. In the offensive line for St. Cecilia, you've got Chris Hartford, Lance Schmidt, Joe Clark, Jackson Sabinski, and Joel Wallmeyer for the Hastings St. Cecilia offense. For the Hawks on defense here tonight, your down lineman will be Chris Hartford, also Jackson Sabinski, Michael Witt, and Joe Wallmeyer. The backers for St. Cecilia will be Xander Schmidt, Joe Groffel, Nick Bruliet, and also Cesar Tino. And in the defensive secondary for the Hawks, you've got Matt Kissinger, Phil Hamburger, and Kevin Ryan. The Hawks dressed in their black pants and their white tops here tonight with their blue trim. Sutton is going to be in their black uniforms here tonight, their black bottoms, their black tops with their white football helmets. In the backfield, Cole Wiseman at quarterback, Dustin Hahn at the fullback slot. Reed Wiebe will be at running back. Sam Grease will be another running back for the Mustangs. Austin Rath will be a split end. The tight end will be Tyler Keenan. And across the front, you've got Harrison Beal, Reed Stone, Max Olson, Dustin Schneiderman, and also Michael Cox for the Sutton Mustangs. A record of 4 wins and 3 losses under their head coach tonight in Steve Raymer. It's going to be Sutton getting the ball first. They'll bring things back from the 5-yard line, back in the center of the field, 10, 15, 20, to the 25, to the 27-yard line, and that's where Sutton will start, first down and 10. On their own 27-yard line. Now, remember, Sutton has got to this guy in the backfield, Reed Wiebe. Jimmy going to get a ton of carries here tonight. He averages between 25 and 30 carries per ball game. We'll see him a ton tonight.
Yeah, we will. He's as we mentioned him in the pregame show with the 1,253 yards. They will just key on him. That is one guy defensively the Hawks really have to be concerned about. He is going to get a load of carries tonight as we get ready for the first snap.
And here he is right here. He gets the first carry as he angles off to the right side across the 30 onto the 31-yard line. So a pick of a 4 yards on the initial play there as Wiebe goes off to the right side. Sutton on the season, they average about 245 yards of offense per game. Check that, 345 yards of total offense per game, 282 on the ground to 62 throwing. That was a pick of a 4 in the last play, second down, 6 yards to go. Sutton has got the ball on their own 31-yard line, moving from right to left here in this first quarter of play. Here's a option play. Pitchback comes to Wiebe, trying to get outside, and he brings the ball up to around the 37 or 38-yard line, where he is knocked out of bounds there by Kevin Ryan, the quarterback over there for Hastings St. Cecilia. So two plays, two running plays to Reed Wiebe, and it's a first down here for Sutton as they bring the ball out to the 38-yard line, first and 10 for the Mustangs.
Yeah, first down of the night, and on the second carry again, Weeby's going to get the workout all night long. That play goes for 7 yards off the right side, and Kevin Ryan again meeting Wiebe. 6'3", 210 is Wiebe.
Here's Wiebe again, right up in the teeth of the buzzsaw here, the defense across the 40 out to the 42, 43-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Joel Wallmeyer for Hastings St. Cecilia. The thing that's so impressive, Jimmy, is everybody in the whole stadium knows that Wiebe's going to get the ball, but yet he's able to gain 4, 5, 6 yards of crack here.
Well, and again, you look at the offensive line for Sutton, not very big in stature. They do have Scheidemann there at 6'2 and 265 pounds. But again, it's just the sheer strength. I mean, he just looks like a football player. Again, 6'3", 210, very powerful and very fast.
And here's another handoff again to Wiebe, taking it off with a right tackle, and this time he's going to be stacked up. Gets back to the line of scrimmage, maybe on the play there. He's tackled on the play by St. Cecilia's Jackson Saminski. So Saminski gets the tackle. He gains about a couple of yards in the play. Even when he's stopped in the line of scrimmage, he can lean forward and get something out of nothing there. And now Sutton is going to be looking at third down, about 5 yards to go. Football is placed down just shy of the 45-yard line.
Well, and that's just it. He's just one of those guys that just continues to run downhill. Very seldom do you ever get him to go backwards. He's always falling forward, again, averaging over 8 yards a carry here on the season.
All right, third down, 5 yards to go. Option play now to the wide side of the field. Pitchback comes to win. He uses his speed to get outside 45, 50, 45, down to the 40-yard line. Run out of bounds. Run out of bounds here at the 39-yard line by St. Cecilia. Back in coverage for the Hawks was Matt Kissinger, but right there we saw his, not only do we see his power on the first four or five plays there, Jimmy, that time he uses his speed to get outside against a very quick defense here for St. Cecilia. Picks up a gobble of yards here all the way down to the St. Cecilia 38-yard line, first down.
Point, if you watch Randy Aaron's defense, there are 9 and 10 guys in the box. They do split a wide receiver out here, but they're just daring Sutton to throw the football. They don't throw it very much, but Wiebe gets 19 on that carry.
Here he's going to get the carry again. As he gets the ball to the 35-yard line, maybe to the 34. A pickup of about 4 or 5 yards in the play. We'll give him 4 there. Second down and 6 yards to go. The St. Cecilia defense this year has been yielding only 222 yards per ball game, 173 on the ground, only 49 through the air. They've been giving up 7.7 points per ball game.
Well, and already Wiebe, 6 carries. He's got all of them. Again, the workhorse on the night. He's 41 yards on this drive already and a second down and about 7 yards here for the Mustangs.
He's got all the yards on this drive, and he's going to get another call right here across the 35, down to the 30-yard line. Going to be a couple of yards shy of a first down as Wiebe takes the ball down to the 30. Tackle is made by Joel Wallmeyer and Jackson Siminski for Hastings St. Cecilia, but this has been an impressive drive by the Sutton offense. All read Wiebe on the play so far, and on this drive as he's got the Mustangs down here at the 30-yard line of Hastings St. Cecilia.
Well, we talked about Wiebe averaging 8 per carry on the season. He's averaging 6 per carry here tonight. Already 45 yards, 7 carries. That is the drive as Sutton continues to move downfield there into Hawk territory. They down at the 30-yard line.
They're down and 2 yards to go. Wiebe gets the call again, and he did not get to the first down stakes this time. He's going to be stacked up at the 29-yard line by St. Cecilia. Joel Wallmeyer, Jackson Siminski again, then in the stop for the St. Cecilia defense. Now Sutton is looking at fourth down and about a half a yard to go from the St. Cecilia 28-yard line.
Well, and I don't think it's too obvious what you do here. Head coach Steve Raymer going to line up and go for it. When you've got a guy in the backfield in Wiebe that just falls forward, they only need about a yard, and we'll see what happens here. Actually, a hard count now. St. Cecilia jumps offside.
Yeah, they come up to the line of scrimmage. A hard count by the quarterback in Wiseman. Not one or two guys, three or four jumping up front there for St. Cecilia. That gives the Mustangs a first down. So Sutton is a team that you don't want to give a lot of momentum to early in this ball game, Jimmy. They're coming off of 4 straight wins here. You don't want to keep these guys around. They could make this a ball game here tonight.
Well, they are, and they're used to their winning ways after the first 3 ball games. But again, just a foolish mistake there. The hard count by Wiseman. St. Cecilia jumps, gives them another first down. That's the 3rd one on this drive.
First down, 10 yards to go from the 23-yard line. Option play. Pitchback comes to Wiebe. Weeby's got it at the 25, to the 20, to the 15, to the 10-yard line, down to the 6. Tackle is made downfield by Phil Hamburger. And the Sutton defense the Sutton offense just lining up and going right at this St. Cecilia defense, Jimmy. This is an impressive drive, all Reed Wiebe, but we knew that coming in here. Weeby's now got the troops down, first down and goal at the St. Cecilia 8-yard line.
Well, and Phil Hamburger has his hands full on the near sidelines as he takes Wiebe head on. Phil gets run over by Wiebe as he takes that one off the left side. The option play, 16 yards. He has 62 yards on 9 carries. And another first down, and they're in the first and goal here. Ball at the Blue Hawk 7-yard line.
It's going to be a Wiseman up under center. Here's Wiebe again. Looks outside. He's at the 5-yard line. He's into the end zone, standing up. It is jamming right down the throat to the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, and the Sutton Mustangs go out on top. All on the ground. All Wiebe. It's 7:35 to play in the first quarter, and Sutton is out on top.
Wiebe, all 10 of the plays go to him. 10 carries, 69 yards. That's your scoring drive, and that was impressive. He picks up a nice block by the fullback, Dustin Hahn, as he went off a right tackle. And Wiebe goes in from 7 yards out. Now they'll line up and go for 2.
Yeah, they won't kick the ball here tonight. They go for 2-point conversions almost every single time. Here's a throw into the end zone. It's going to be picked off, so the 2-point conversion is going to be no good. You will not see probably a kick in the ball game tonight from the Sutton Mustangs. So the 2-point conversion fails, but the Sutton Mustangs are out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia. Number 1 ranked Hastings St. Cecilia here in the season finale. 7:35 to play in the first quarter. We've got a break with a score. Sutton 6, Hastings St. Cecilia nothing.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your-first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, a 10-play, 69-yard drive by the Sutton Mustangs to start off the ball game, their first offensive possession of the night. And the Sutton Mustangs are out on top of Hastings St. Cecilia by a score of 6-0.
I tell you what, St. Cecilia defensively, as I said, midway through that drive, 8, 9, 10 guys in the box just daring Sutton to throw the football. They're not going to. They just turn and hand off. They run a couple of option plays. They did a nice job blocking. And then Weeby just very patient out there picking and choosing where he wants to run. I watched him as he come off onto the sidelines, and the water boy handing him the jug, he just turned it away, and he's on the sidelines. He'll come out defensively. We had a squib kick from Sutton here to after the touchdown.
And it's Cesar Tino covering things up, so they refuse to kick the ball deep because of the dangerous return men for St. Cecilia. Cesar Tino covers up the football here at the 34-yard line, and that's where this St. Cecilia offense will go to work here. St. Cecilia averaging 302 yards on the ground this year, 93 through the air, an average of 395 yards and 42 points per ball game. Bill Hamburger and Matt Kissinger, the guys you got to watch here in the backfield if you're watching the ball game here tonight. The football field in Sutton, so it's 6-0. The Mustangs are out on top. And St. Cecilia, the first snap, we've got an illegal procedure call. Illegal procedure call whistled here on St. Cecilia, so not a good start here, Jimmy. Not a very good start defensively for the Hawks, and now their offense comes out and sputters on the first play here, an illegal procedure call against the Hawks.
Well, and that was Groffel in the backfield that got going about a half a snap too quick, and the officials kind of going to cost them 5 yards. But, again, they try to kick away from the speedsters for St. Cecilia. They're trying to get the ball in the hands, and one guy that Sutton needs to be very concerned of is Matt Kissinger. He can strike like lightning.
First down, 15 yards to go. Hawks have the ball on their own 30-yard line. The man in motion, that's Kissinger. Here's a Hamburger, wants to throw. He throws the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Trying to get the ball downfield there to the far sideline. It's going to be incomplete. The pass incomplete to Nick Brouillette, who's into the ball game now for St. Cecilia as a wide receiver. That one was thrown a little bit too far by Hamburger. Hill this year has been connecting on 59% of his passes this year. 10 touchdowns, just 2 interceptions.
Well, and 653 yards, been very efficient throwing the football. And that one there, he picked up a nice block from Kissinger as he rolled to the far side of the field. He looked for Brouillette downfield at about the 40-yard line, but just past his outstretched arms to bring up second down and 15 here for the Hawks.
Ball is on the 30-yard line. St. Cecilia moving from our left to our right here in the first quarter of play. There's a handoff to a grapple. There's that trap play, 35 to the 40, 45 out to the 46-yard line before he is tripped up right there. Tackle is made by a Cole Wiseman, the strong safety for the Sutton defense. That's that little trap. St. Cecilia going to use that play quite often here tonight. They think they have an advantage in there with a fullback trap, and Joel Groffel could be headed for a big evening tonight for St. Cecilia. 433 yards rushing so far this year by Groffel.
Well, and that's one thing that St. Cecilia can really dominate up on that line of scrimmage. They've got the size advantage against a much smaller defensive front for Sutton. And again, the guys on the right side of the line did a great job, opened up a nice hole for Groffel. He takes it off the right side for 17 yards out to the 46-yard line, first and 10 Hawks.
All right, St. Cecilia going to be in the gun. Here's a Hamburger, wants to throw the ball out to the far side. It's going to be caught there. Cesar Tino gets away at the 48, down the sideline, 45, 40, 35, 30, 25, 20, 15, 10, 5, knocked out of bounds. Down in coverage there for Sutton with Sam Grease to knock him out of bounds. That's to Cesar Tino getting some playing time because of the injury to a Jace Jackson. They moved Kissinger to the tailback spot a couple of weeks ago, and Cesar Tino has come on. That was a nice catch and run by Cesar Tino.
Tino with some nice hands out there and just simply got, with his speed, got around the corner, got around the defensive back at about the 40-yard line, took a downfield 47 on the catch and run for St. Cecilia. Now they are at first and goal. They've got it all the way down to the Mustang 6-yard line.
All right, Hamburger will come up now with a double wing situation here. One lone setback, Groffel in the backfield to give the ball off to Joel. He brings the ball across the 5-yard line, fights down to the 2-yard line. Joel Groffel, the running back there for St. Cecilia. And in the run there, the tackle was made by Reed Wiebe and also Michael Cox for the Sutton Mustangs. But a gain of about 2 or 3 yards there by Joel Groffel, the 190-pound junior for Hastings St. Cecilia. Second down and goal. The football just outside the 2-yard line for the Hawks. Sutton is out on top of the ball game by the score of 6-0. Hamburger up under center again. This time he turns and hands the ball away. That's going to be Kissinger. He's hit 1 to the 5-yard line, and he's brought down at the 4. Kissinger, who is one of the wing backs, sent up to the left side. They try to come to the wide side of the field on the handoff. Kissinger is knocked down into play back here at the 4-yard line. Tackle is made. Nice play there by Max Olson, the defensive end for the Sutton Mustangs.
Matt Kissinger lines up in the slot over on the left side and just kind of comes sneaking around in motion. And Phil Hamburger gives him the handoff, but gives Sutton credit. Not too many times you see Matt Kissinger pull down behind the line of scrimmage. That was a loss of 1. So we got a 3rd down and goal here for the Hawks.
All right. Great to see you. Now up to the line of scrimmage. I think somebody jumped up there. As the officials step in and make the call, it's going to be a penalty marched off. Somebody jumped up there for the Sutton Mustangs. So half of the distance to the goal line to move the ball back down to the 2-yard line. And now it's 3rd down and goal from the Sutton 2.
Well, real similar to what Cole Wiseman did down here to get St. Cecilia to jump to get them the 1st down. That is what Phil Hamburger did, come up and give them a hard count. That left side of that D-line for Sutton jumped across the line of scrimmage. So now they've got 3rd down and goal here for the Hawks.
And it's just going to be a quarterback sneak here as Hamburger takes it into the end zone for the touchdown. Phil Hamburger takes it in from 2 yards out, and St. Cecilia has come back to tie this baby up at 6 points apiece. Could be heading for one of those shootouts. Donovan Trumbull and Sutton had one earlier this year, 40-38 in overtime. Both teams score on their opening possession here tonight.
Well, and a very good drive there by St. Cecilia. It was all set up on that Cesar Tino 47-yard catch and run. But, again, St. Cecilia mixes it up a little bit. 4 rushing plays, 2 pass plays. And we'll have Matt Kissinger in the game. Phil Hamburger will hold here, and the Hawks will attempt the PAT.
This would give St. Cecilia the lead here. Sutton went for the 2-point conversion after their first touchdown of the night. Ball is down, the kick is up, and the extra point is through the pipes. It is good. So St. Cecilia has got the lead. A nice drive there in their first possession here tonight. Phil Hamburger takes it in from 2 yards out. 5 minutes and 12 seconds to play now in the first quarter. Hastings St. Cecilia 7-6.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property, with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
The Breeze, 94.5.
So a 10-play, 69-yard drive for the Sutton Mustangs to get the thing started for Sutton offensively. St. Cecilia comes back, 6 plays, 68 yards, 2 very impressive drives here. So far, the defense has not shown up.
No, they really haven't. And you look at St. Cecilia, they mix it around a little bit. As I said, 4 rush plays, 2 pass. Everything was all on the ground, and it was all Reed Wiebe. Wiebe, by the way, over here coaching some of the guys before he went out. He'll be the one return man. But it's going to go very deep in the end zone. Matt Kissinger gets into the football big time there. Hahn and Wiebe were back deep for Sutton. But, again, it was all Reed Wiebe on that first drive. 10 carries, 69 yards. He capped it off with a 7-yard touchdown run. And it's just one of them deals. I think you said it earlier in the ball game. Everybody here knows who's going to get the football. It's just a matter that St. Cecilia defensively was not able to get Reed Wiebe stopped.
All right, we'll see what Randy Aarons made some corrections here in his defense, huh? A shot this drive from the 20-yard line. Sutton moving from our right to our left. We're in the first quarter of play. Wiebe gets the call again. Angles right side. Takes the ball out to about the 23. So Wiebe again on the carry. No one else has really carried the ball yet so far, have they?
No, they haven't. It makes my job very, very easy on the other side of things. You don't have to mix in a couple of guys. Dustin Hahn is the fullback, but he primarily does all the blocking for Wiebe as he goes through the line of scrimmage. But, again, 11 carries. For Wiebe on the night, he's got all of them. We'll give him 2 on that one. So 71 yards now for Wiebe. He's going to be over 100 before the first quarter is even over.
2nd down, 8 yards to go from the 22-yard line. Here's a pitch play to Wiebe trying to get outside, and he runs out of real estate. He's knocked out of bounds. Phil Hamburger over there defensively for Hastings St. Cecilia as Wiebe got to the corner, run out of bounds after a couple of yard gain. But now Sutton is looking at 3rd down. 3rd down and just a couple of yards to go. They give him a good spot there as they bring the ball out to the 28-yard line. So a good spot by this officiating crew as they bring the ball out to the 28-yard line, 3rd down and 2.
Yeah, it's always fun also when you stand up here and know the officiating crew. We won't get into throwing names out, but we're going to be very critical on them this evening.
They're down to 2 yards to go from the 28-yard line. Wiseman up under center. Handoff goes to Weeby again. He'll have the first down as he brings the ball to the 31-yard line. Jackson Saminski into the stop there for the Blue Hawks of Hastings, St. Cecilia. Yeah, we've got the officiating crew pretty much grew up with this crew around the Hastings area, Hastings and Central Nebraska area.
Yeah, boy.
It's amazing that they think they're football officials.
Yeah, that's the scary thing. That is really a concerning thing to me, but we'll grade them out here at the end of the ballgame. So far, so good. But a first down, that's first down number 5 for Sutton on the night.
They got the ball at the 33-yard line. Here's an option play. Pitchback comes to Weeby. This time he's going to be hit. Down he goes. He's thrown for a couple of yards, lost all the way back to the 29-yard line that time. Tackle is made in there by Chris Hartford for Hastings St. Cecilia. Had a little bit of help. The quarterback, Wiseman, came to the near side. Jimmy, on the option play, says, here, there's too many white shirts up here. You take the ball, and we didn't have a chance to get started there.
No, and again, we talked about the undersized offensive line for Sutton. Again, the guys on the defensive line for St. Cecilia really did a good job there getting good penetration. And again, Wiseman, the sophomore, just wisely pitches it off, but nowhere to run for Weeby. He's brought down for a couple yard loss.
Second down, 13 yards to go. Now he fumbles the football. A big stack up back here, and I think St. Cecilia is going to be on top of the football. No indication. Yep, it's going to be a fumble and a recovery by St. Cecilia.
Boy, and I don't think Wiseman ever really had that football very good. Joel Wallmeyer, number 77, he has been a man on a mission all season long. As far as defensive play goes, he's been around the football a lot. He was there, was able to rip the football away from Wiseman. So now the Hawks get the first turnover, and they're going to have it down at the Sutton 24-yard line.
So the sophomore quarterback, Cole Wiseman, fumbles the football. He was fighting for it there, but Joel Wallmeyer pulls it away from him. They take over at the 24-yard line, first big break of the ball game, and it comes in the way of a fumble. St. Cecilia in striking distance now. Now they throw the ball downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Hamburger throws the ball downfield. That was a Spencer Ostrander down there. Coverage by the Sutton Mustangs. Back there was a Sam Grease, the defensive back for the Stangs. Incomplete pass, second down and 10 from the 24.
Boy, and the Hamburger had Ostrander wide open as he made his cut to the back part of the end zone. But coming hard on the blitz was Tyler Keenan, a 6-foot, 190-pound linebacker, was coming on the blitz. He forced Hamburger over to the to the left side, and he had to throw off his back heel. If he would have been able to get his feet set, he might have been able to hit Ostrander. But it falls incomplete, second 10.
All right, here's the Hamburger. Hands the ball away now to Groffel. Hit once, hit twice, hit three times, and down he goes. Groffel is knocked down into play, and the finishing things off for Sutton was old Max Olson again. Olson, the 5'10", 200-pound junior. Also, Reed Weeby into the stop there for Sutton. Knocks him down. They give him forward progress back up to the line of scrimmage, so it's now third down and 10 yards to go.
Well, give Sutton defensive front good credit there. They had tremendous penetration, a lot of black jerseys in the backfield, and Groffel, he's a big guy in there. He's done a great job all season long, but he just wasn't able to get out of the backfield. He was brought down for about a half a yard loss, so third down and a little over 10 yards to go here for St. Cecilia.
All right, from the gun here, Hamburger has got the ball, rolls down the line of scrimmage. He's going to keep the ball himself, and Hamburger is going to be hit once and hit twice. Now a weak pitchback comes to Brouillette, and Brouillette gets a couple of yards inside the 20-yard line down to about the 15. That was a dangerous pitch. Hamburger was absolutely wrapped up, Jimmy. They were wrestling down to the turf. Hamburger pitches the ball away at the last second to Brouillette. And Brouillette got the ball down for about 9 yards, about a yard shy of a first down. That was very dangerous.
Well, and again, Tyler Keenan, as Hamburger run the option off the left side, Tyler Keenan again had his hands around Phil Hamburger. And, yeah, as he was being brought down to the turf, he pitches that off. Very dangerous, but Brouillette gets almost 10 yards. It'll be a fourth down, and they'll go for it.
All right, they're going to hand the ball away. This is going to be Kissinger as he's got the first down and more across the 15, down to the 10, down to about the 6-yard line. Kissinger just takes it to the left side. Tackle is made in there by Brody Yost, the defensive back for the Sutton Mustangs. But on fourth down and one, St. Cecilia goes for it, and they go to Matt Kissinger, the guy who has rushed for 494 yards so far this year, and the Hawks now inside the red zone.
Kissinger takes it off left side, picks up 8 yards. They only needed one. Gets it down inside the 10-yard line, down to the Mustang 5-yard line. It's all set up after this fumble. And they got the ball at the 24-yard line.
Amberger up under center. He turns. Here's the option play. Pitch back comes to Kissinger. He's at the 5-yard line. Kissinger gets it into the end zone for the touchdown. Sneaks it into the corner of the end zone here on the right side. And St. Cecilia now increases their lead to 13-6.
Matt Kissinger now 3 carries and 12 yards after that 5-yard touchdown scamper. Again, Phil Hamburger just rolling to the right side. They run the option. And, again, with the speed of Matt Kissinger, he was able to get it around the corner. Nobody contested him as he went across the goal line. And now St. Cecilia will line up for yet another PAT. Again, Phil Hamburger will be in there holding for Matt Kissinger.
So this one's set up on the fumble by the quarterback for the Sutton Mustangs. That was Cole Wiseman. St. Cecilia recovers at the 24-yard line. They make quick work of things. They get into the end zone for their second touchdown. Now here comes the extra point. It's going to be up and good. So the PAT is good by St. Cecilia, and the Hawks now increase their lead to 8 points. We've got 1 minute, 34 seconds to play. Kind of a wild first quarter here in Sutton tonight. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Sutton 6.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings, on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Like Will Jimmy Purcell back here in Sutton tonight. 14-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over Sutton. Half of the schools playing their games tonight. The other half will be playing tomorrow. A network of stations here at Platte River Radio over on Classic Hits 98.9 KKPR. You've got Blue Hill and Kearney Catholic. We'll keep you up to date on that score as well throughout this ball game. 14-6. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Mustangs here tonight. Weeby's going to get a crack at this kickoff. Grabs the ball at the 3-yard line, comes back across the 10 to the 15, and he slides down right there. He slides down at the 15 as he pounds the turf.
Well, as Weeby takes that kickoff down around the goal line, a very good kick again by Kissinger, and just tried to cut it to the left side of the field. And don't know if any moisture is starting to develop here. I know we had a lot of frost overnight, and this morning everything was really frosty. That took care of the mosquitoes and the flies, as we've seen up here in the press box. We have almost needed a scoop shovel to scoop up the dead flies here in the press box.
First down and 10 yards to go. Sutton has got the ball on their own 15-yard line. Here's Weeby again, gets outside. Weeby at the 15, 16, 17-yard line and pulled down right there. So Weeby could not get started there. He's pulled down on the play there by Hastings St. Cecilia. Tackle is made by Joe Clark, who's into the ball game. There's our first penalty flag down. Right at the line of scrimmage, there's the officials will confer it's going to be a holding call in Sutton. So a holding call in the Mustangs.
Each team now with two penalties as Weeby takes that off the right side. St. Cecilia had the numbers over there. Weeby was going to get a couple of yards, of positive yards, but that's going to go against Sutton. And, boy, you go back to that turnover, you can't put the ball on the ground against a good football team like St. Cecilia, and that's what Sutton did, and they'll strike, and St. Cecilia come back and put a touchdown on the board and hear a penalty, which puts them back inside the 10-yard line. They'll spot it just inside of the 10-yard line.
Officially at the 8, that is the second penalty of the ball game for the Sutton Mustangs. They had an offside call earlier. Here's a pitch play down to Wiseman. And now he gets the ball outside to Weeby, trying to get outside as he crashes forward across the 10-yard line to the 15, out to about the 18-yard line. They add it to Wiseman, and then they pitch it back late again to Weeby. Tackle is finally made by Kevin Ryan, the defensive back for St. Cecilia there on that left side. So they get the penalty yardage back and then one, so it's second down and 9 yards to go. Football brought back out here to about the 16-yard line.
16 rushing plays for Sutton here tonight, and 88 yards. 15 of them have been Reed Weeby.
All right, from the pistol set now for Wiseman. He has got the ball. Now Wiseman's going to carry the ball. Starts off left. Now he takes it straight up the pipe. We got a penalty flag down as Wiseman brings the ball across the 20 out to about the 22-yard line where a penalty flag flies. I think we have another holding call. Yep, a holding call here against Sutton.
Boy, a good job there by Wiseman. That made Dad happy on the sidelines. We talked about Chad Wiseman, the former Adams Central Patriot over here now with the administration, him and his wife, but their son and their quarterback replacing Lance Spongberg, who went down early this year to an injury. But the sophomore, not very big in there, 5'10", 155 pounds, made some nice shifty moves in there, but it was all nullified by another penalty against Sutton.
So that was third down and 13 yards to go. The line of scrimmage, actually second down. Second down and 13 yards to go. The football is placed down at about the 13-yard line. So Sutton being struck by a couple of penalties here, a couple of holds on this possession. Wiseman again will be in the pistol set. He's going to throw the football, and he throws it. It's going to be incomplete. I think it hit the ground out here at about the 25, 26-yard line. And now they're going to say, did he catch it or not? The official is going to confer. It's going to be incomplete pass. Trying to get the ball to Austin Rapp, the split end. Pass was delivered low by Cole Wiseman. Rapp trying to pick it off of the turf there. But the official's right there. It's going to be an incomplete pass, and it's going to bring up a third down and 13 with the football spotted at the 13-yard line.
Very close to a completion. Officials down there getting criticized from the Sutton fans. But they were right there. They ruled it incomplete. But again, Wiseman just trying to hit Rapp on a slant pattern. Threw it low, had some pressure coming right into his face, but Rapp not able to bring it in up off the turf. And Sutton will have a third down and about 13 yards here.
All right, Wiseman going to be in the shotgun again. He's got the ball. He looks left. Now he looks right. He fires the ball over to the right sideline. It's going to be incomplete. Incomplete. It's going to go to Rapp again. He's the intended receiver. Back there in coverage was Kevin Ryan, the defensive back, the quarterback there on that side. So now the offensive series sputters here, and it's fourth down and 13 yards to go. When you commit penalties, real tough to overcome those, baby.
Well, it is, and look at the field position that St. Cecilia is going to get after this. Back deep to punt is going to be Sam Grease, number two, and number two back deep, the speedster for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger will stand at his own 46-yard line.
There's the snap to Grease. Grease brings her down. Not a very long kick. It's going to bounce to the 45, to the 50, to the 48-yard line, picked up there by St. Cecilia. Got back across the midfield strike. Penalty flags go down as the Kissinger is run out of bounds over here at about the 35, 36-yard line. But, again, a penalty flag is down for Hastings St. Cecilia.
About a 45-yard punt. Kissinger had to go back into his own territory to field that one about at the 47-yard line. Got it down inside the Sutton 40, but the officials are conferring down on the field. We'll wait from the white cap, Tim Kinneman. Wait for the call from him.
All right, the main cheese.
Big cheese.
The big cheese tonight, Tim Kinneman, is going to bark off the penalty here on the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks. So a penalty after the punt return. As you bring the ball back here to the 48-yard line, but still real good field position as a Sutton can do anything offensively.
Now, a couple of penalties each team now with three penalties as that last one goes against the Blue Hawks. But, again, they still have great field position there into Sutton territory. They've got it right down in front of us here at the 48-yard line. Still plenty of time left here. 44.8 seconds left to go. Distant quarter number one. It's been an explosive first quarter of football.
Yeah, 14-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia has got the lead. Sutton actually got on the scoreboard first on their first possession of the ball game here tonight. Here's Hamburger running with the ball out of the gun across the 45-yard line, down to the 42 where he is spun down right there. Brought down on the play by the outside linebacker Jordan Wagner for the Sutton Mustangs. But on the play, Hamburger is going to pick up about 5 yards, second down, 5 yards to go. Football now sitting at the 43-yard line of Sutton. Down to 25 seconds to play here in the first quarter. Hawks moving from our left to our right. St. Cecilia trying to wrap up their fifth straight undefeated regular season. That's just absolutely amazing. The Hawks going for the fifth year in a row, not losing during the regular season. Here's Hamburger with the ball. He's going to hand the ball away to Brouillette. Brouillette's at the 40, gets into the open 35, 30, down to the 25-yard line before he is brought down. So Brouillette carrying the ball there for Hastings St. Cecilia finally brought down at about the 25-yard line of Sutton, and that's going to be a first down for the Hawks.
19 yards on the little reverse to Brouillette. Again, Nick, not very big in there. Only listed at 140 pounds. I don't think he's put a lot of pounds on since midget football days. But, again, he was able to get through the line of scrimmage and pick up a quick 19. And that will be the end of quarter number one.
The first quarter in the books tonight for high school football on the breeze. KLIQ 94.5. The score after one, Hastings St. Cecilia 14, Sutton 6.
Is your furnace ready for a long, harsh Nebraska winter? Call Beeman's Appliance today to have your heating system cleaned and serviced by our qualified trained technicians. Beeman's carries several brands of heating systems such as Carrier and American Standard, but services all makes and models. And don't forget, Beeman's also sells new and used appliances. To schedule your furnace clean and service, or for a free estimate on a new heating system, call Beeman's today at 402-462-2311.
Don't miss any of the action. Join Hastings College Crimson Connection. Only $60 gets your entire family into great Hastings College athletic and cultural events for the entire academic year. Football, volleyball, and nationally ranked men's and women's soccer, plus theater productions, band, and choir concerts. Hastings College Crimson Connection. Just $60 for your entire family for the entire year. Call 402-461-7327 to join or find us online at hastings.edu/crimson.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, Jimmy Purcell back here with Gene Shaw as we scope out the season finale, at least the regular season finale for Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton.
And again, you mentioned that five consecutive seasons undefeated. I wonder if they've got enough wall space for yet another plaque. They're on their way to it here as they lead Sutton 14-6 here, start of quarter number two.
There's a hand off to Kissinger. He slips as he gets out of his stance, and then he can be stacked up. Just as he came out of his stance when the ball was snapped, he goes down, gets back on his feet, gets the hand off from Hamburger, but by then the defense had a little push there and brought him down. No gain on the play. Rafton on the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs. It's now second down and 10.
Quarter number one, as we mentioned, Sutton 0 of 3 passing, just three pass attempts, but 16 rushing plays, 88 yards. They were all Weeby. Five first downs, 19 snaps for Sutton there in the first quarter. 116 yards of total offense for St. Cecilia.
Second down, 11 yards to go. Football at the 26-yard line. Here's a big hole around the pipe. That's a Joel Groffel across the 20, down to the 15, down to the 14-yard line. Joel Groffel, about an 11-yard carry there for East St. Cecilia. Tackle is made by the strong safety, Cole Wiseman, for the Sutton Mustangs. But a big hole open up right there. The offensive line doing the job there for the Hawks. Pickup of 11 yards for Joel Groffel, the 190-pound junior.
Four first downs now for St. Cecilia in the ballgame. Groffel with four carries, 31 yards. He leads all St. Cecilia running backs here in the ballgame. And a nice job off the left side of that O-line.
All right, first down, 10 yards to go from the 14. The Maryland I formation. Handoff goes to Kissinger. Angles off to the right side. Kissinger has got it across the 10, down to the 9, down to the 8-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Austin Rath again for the Sutton Mustangs, but again, a nice hole just off to the right side of the offensive line that time. And a nice opening there for Matt Kissinger carrying the mail for the Hawks as they take the ball inside the 10-yard line down to about the 7. It is second down and about 3 yards to go. The football down to the 7-yard line of Sutton. The Blue Hawks already out on top here in this district championship ball game. 14-6 is the score over Sutton. It is second down and a couple of yards to go. Maryland 9 formation again. Two tight ends here for St. Cecilia. That's going to be Hamburger up under center. Turns, hands the ball away. Kissinger has got it. He's got the first down as he takes it inside the 5-yard line down to about the 3. So Matt Kissinger takes the ball down to the 3-yard line. Weeby in on the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs. And St. Cecilia now knocking on touchdown door. First down and goal from the 3-yard line of Sutton.
Six carries and 23 yards now for Matt Kissinger on the evening. That is St. Cecilia's fifth first down. One guy I want to throw in there, Nick Brulietta, not getting a lot of carries through the course of the season. Has a couple of carries tonight, very big carries. Two carries and 29 yards for Brulieff, but the Hawks got it first and goal here at the Mustang 3-yard line.
All right, the I formation, Hamburger under center. He's just going to back up, takes one step to his right, and he plows his way into the end zone for the touchdown. So a Hamburger on the quarterback sneak scores. Hamburger's ninth touchdown of the 2011 season. Hastings St. Cecilia tacks on six more. And now with 9:48 to play in the first half, the Hawks go out on top with a score of 20-6.
Three carries, not a lot of yards for Hamburger tonight. Three carries and 11 yards, but he's got a couple of touchdowns, one from two, that one from three. And the Hawks have extended their lead with 9:48 left to go here till half, 20-6. Hamburger will hold for Matt Kissinger on yet another PAT attempt.
Kissinger is 34 out of 37 in extra points so far this season. Ball is down and the kick is up, and the kick is to the uprights. It is good. It just made it across the crossbar, but it's good enough. And St. Cecilia has added their 21st point of the football game up to the board here. We've got 9 minutes and 48 seconds to play in quarter number two. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Sutton 6.
More than 80 years and three generations, Vaughn's Printers continues to be your full-service printer, from design and layout to the finished product. Vaughn's Printers assures you workmanship that always satisfies. The printing business has changed, but one thing hasn't: Vaughn's Printers' dedication to quality and service. Make it happen with single-color through four-color process printing at Vaughn's Printers. 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Call 463-7721.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, the second touchdown of the ball game for Phil Hamburger. The Hawks have three on the board. That was a seven-play, 51-yard drive for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawks now with 9:48 to play in the second quarter has got a 21-6 lead over Sutton.
Hawks now with 141 yards of total offense here in the ballgame. And again, if you're Sutton, you just can't afford to make silly mistakes. They had penalties on the last drive. They had a fumble on the drive before. And St. Cecilia will take advantage of those every time they get a chance. And they have put two touchdowns on the board with the Sutton mistakes.
Now Rath going to drop back deep with Weeby. Here's the kick, and the ball is going to be driven into the end zone, a touchback. Well, it doesn't make any difference who is back there for the opposition because the kicker for St. Cecilia is so good. And Matt Kissinger, as he drills that one into the end zone, it's a touchback. And Sutton will start this drive first down and 10 on their own 20.
Well, Kissinger has really done a nice job. He started out the season as a wide receiver and a slot back, and then with the injury to Jackson, he has been moved to the tailback position. Hasn't really lined up there a whole lot tonight. A couple of sets he has, but they've lined him up in the slot, and Groffel has got a load of carries tonight.
All right, so here's the first down and 10 down for Sutton. Here's the ball pounded around the middle by Weeby. Brings the ball across the 25 onto about the 26-yard line. So pick up 6 yards on the play. Joe Wallmeyer into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Interesting enough, when Jace Jackson went down the following week, I talked about maybe getting Kissinger out from the wide receiver spot, and Carl said it's not a real problem because a lot of times the eye back is split out, and that's what we're seeing here in this ball game here tonight. Here's another play to Weeby as Weeby goes crashing across the 30-yard line after the 32. So they don't use the ability of a Kissinger as a pass receiver when they move him back to the tailback position just because of the offense. They move Kissinger out to one of those wing back positions or as a wideout in a lot of those offensive sets so they don't lose his play-catching ability. But now he adds the running ability to go right along with that.
Boy, he does. We've seen him in a couple of games. He gets to the outside. He's just got another gear.
Here's Weeby again. Looks inside, bounces outside right in front of us across the 35. Onto the 37-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Phil Hamburger, Racing St. Cecilia, and also Xander Schmidt. So not only can he do the job both offensively and defensively, special teams, what have you.
Well, Weeby now, I would have been better off just on the way over here, just riding 30 all the way across because he has all but one carry. The one carry actually was the Wiseman fumble. Other than that, it's been Weeby, averaging over 7 yards a carry here tonight.
And here's Weeby again as he brings the ball across the 40 onto the 42-yard line. Be very close to another first down here. So it's all been Reed Weeby. We expected out here tonight. He had 153 carries coming in here. Tackle is made by Justin Siminski and also Joel Groppel on that last play for St. Cecilia. Going to be enough for a first down as they spot the football here at the 43.
First down, number 7. I seen Weeby overtaking collect money at the gate. I did not see him over there grilling the burgers and the brats, but Weeby now with 112 yards on the night.
There he's going to go again at the 45-yard line. Slips the tackler, brings it across the 50, inside takes the territory and run out of bounds over here at about the 48-yard line. Running about over here was a Phil Hamburger of Hastings St. Cecilia. So that's going to be close to another first down for Reed Weeby. You mentioned he's not only a football player, but a very good golfer as well. He's been in the state meets the past couple of years and have gone real good there in the state meet, as Sutton is concerned.
Yeah, exactly. He's just a tremendous athlete. Again, we talked about him, 6'3", 210 pounds. He just looks like a football player. He just carries them pads real well, just strong and very determined. And, yeah, when we have a scramble, we'll see if maybe we can't shake him over our way.
Hey, there's a running play to somebody else. They run the fullback, and they got the first down across the 45 down to the 44-yard line. So they run the fullback play that time. First time he's carried the football for Sutton in the ball game here tonight. That was Mitch Carlson carrying the ball there, the fullback. So they cross up the St. Cecilia defense a little bit. After about 842 running plays to Reed Weeby, they go to Mitch Carlson, who gets a run there for the Mustangs of Sutton. They've got the ball down here at the St. Cecilia 44-yard line. First down, 10 yards to go. Unbalanced line. Pitch back comes to Wiebe. Spins away. Wiebe gets the ball to the line of scrimmage, and down he goes, wrapping him up and throwing him down to the turf there for St. Cecilia. There's going to be Joel Waldmeyer, but I think we have a penalty flag down. Or did we? There's Gino seeing things. No, we got a penalty flag down. Could be a face mask call here on the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. Waldmeyer had a hold of him there. Getting help was a Kevin Ryan. I think Ryan's the guy who come up and maybe grabbed the mask. So it's going to be a penalty marched off in St. Cecilia. A 5-yard face mask call there. It takes the ball down to the 40-yard line of St. Cecilia. 7:46 to play first half. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton by a score of 21-6.
These are not final numbers. This is just right after. This is midway through the second quarter. 20 carries, 119 yards, and a touchdown.
Make it 21 as here's another call here to Wiebe as he takes the ball down to the 38. Wiebe with a couple of yard gain, moves the ball from the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Joel Graffel, another stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also getting up for the Hawks at the bottom of the stack was Lance Schmidt, and now we've got an injured player for St. Cecilia.
That is Jackson Szymanski down, and he is in an awful lot of pain as he is really grimacing down there right in front of us. The training staff will hustle out here to deal with Szymanski.
All right, so Jackson Szymanski is down here for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the Hawks have been hit by injuries throughout the season. They've been able to overcome a lot of those injuries, but Jackson Szymanski is one of the guys who's doing the job on the defensive line there for the Blue Hawks, and also he's a starting guard for the St. Cecilia offense, but now Jackson Szymanski is down here for the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. 7 minutes, 35 seconds to play in the second period. We've got an injury timeout to score Hastings St. Cecilia 21 and the Sutton Mustangs 6.
Real Estate Group of Hastings has moved. Real Estate Group of Hastings now at 2215 West 12th Street. Whether you're buying or selling, follow the leader. Real Estate Group of Hastings. Number one in home sales again. Visit virtual tours and the open house schedule at regrouphastings.com.
Bob Sass Flowers is more than beautiful flowers and green plants. Bob Sass Flowers has wall art, door wreaths, lamps, candles, and more. And for even more home decor and gift ideas, shop the oohs and ahs level at Bob Sass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings. Say it with flowers, Bob Sass Flowers.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here in Sutton, they help Jackson Szymanski to the sidelines. It's going to be a second down five situation. Here's Reed Wiebe again, gets the call right up the pipe. Wiebe across the 35, hanging off for dear life as the St. Cecilia defense as he's brought down at about the 33. Boy, you just got to get a hold of this guy, and hopefully you get some teammates to help you out. Reed Wiebe right up the pipe there. Takes the ball down to the 33-yard line and another first down for the Stangs.
22 carries, 128 yards, and again, just a tough guy to bring down. That went right off the left side of the line, and again, a couple of St. Cecilia Hawks trying to grab a hold of the jersey of Wiebe. That's not the way you're going to bring him down. You just hope that you get the four or five guys in white jerseys to get over there, but he picks up seven and another first down. That's first down number nine for Sutton.
They've got the ball at the 33. Here's a play-action pass now. Wiseman wants to throw, comes on the near sideline and throws the ball out of bounds. Wiseman under pressure that time. Coming in was Xander Schmidt for St. Cecilia. They ran the play-action pass. St. Cecilia does a good job on defense, locking up those wide receivers. Wiseman couldn't find anybody and finally had to throw the ball out of bounds here. Incomplete pass, second and ten.
Well, there's been four pass attempts, and all four of them have gone incomplete. But give the youngster credit. Only a sophomore out there. He was thrown in to the starting role, and he does a good job there. Doesn't force anything downfield. He rolls to the right side. Nothing there. Just throws it out of bounds. Good job by Wiseman.
This is an unbalanced line that Sutton is running now. Here's a pitch back. It comes to Reed Wiebe again. Wiebe across the 30-yard line. Puts his head down. Drives across the 25. Down to about the 23-yard line. They run the unbalanced line, strong side to the short side of the field. That's the side they ran to. And Wiebe was able to pick up enough running room to take the ball down to about the 23-yard line. Now they're going to say Now they're going to bring in the chains from the far sideline. So they had to take it to the 23 for the first down. So they'll bring in the chains from the far side and measure out here.
Boy, and another big run there off the right side. A gain of 10 yards. I know we've talked about it all night. We'll continue to monitor. 138 yards now unofficially for Wiebe in the night. He come into the ball game with 1,253. So he very easily, if things keep going, he could be up close to 1,500 yards on the season.
It's going to be a first down for the Mustangs. The first time this season. Gino, did you say it was a first down? Okay. I thought maybe it was the first time this season that our top-notch super spy guy here missed on a call, but he says it was just by the nose of the football, and that was the indication. Absolutely amazing. Gino's got even a bad angle on this one. With the player standing in front of the football, he still spots it. So an unbalanced line again to the strong side right. Handoff goes to Wiebe right up the pipe. Penalty flag goes down as Wiebe goes down at about the 18-yard line. Tackle is made in there by the Blue Hawks of St. Cecilia. In on the stop there is Lance Schmidt, big number 57 there for the Hawks. There's the indication it's going to be a hold on Sutton. So the Mustangs have a nice drive going here, Jimmy, but they had penalties on their second offensive possession tonight. In fact, two holding calls that kind of stifled any possible drive there. This time a holding call on the Stangs. You get another touchdown here. You're still in the ball game by halftime, just trailing by a score.
Well, they are, and just penalties have been the thing that's really hurt them, because it's been Wiebe right, Wiebe left, Wiebe between the tackles, and he continues to pick up positive yardage. Wiebe with a big, big night, but this penalty very costly for the Stangs.
Moves the ball back out to the 34-yard line. Here's an option play, short side of the field, pitch back up to Wiebe. This time he is hit, and down he goes. Over there is Joe Wallmeyer for Hastings St. Cecilia, the defensive end. Makes the stop on Reed Wiebe, a loss on the play back here to the 37, and now the Mustangs are in reverse here offensively as they have a second down and long situation. That is tackle number 9 already for Joe Wallmeyer. He's having a great first half here against the Stangs.
9 tackles and a fumble recovery. He was in there very deep and was able to pull the football away from Wiseman, and Wallmeyer doing a great job. That was a loss of 2, so second down, and they've got to darn near go to Fillmore County to get the first.
Here's a Wiseman, and he's going to pitch the ball back to Wiebe across the 35 to the 30. Breaks onside. Another penalty flag goes down, and Wiebe goes down at about the 28-yard line. I think the back judge there threw that penalty flag, Jimmy. That baby had to sail about 35 yards in the air.
31 yards on the flag toss. Great job. We'll put him in the stat book. I think that was our old buddy Ron. He's got the old guns warmed up and tosses it down, but another costly penalty. Wiebe was off the left side, and he was off to the races. Was going to get it back close to the original line of scrimmage, but again, another penalty, and boy, they've got to go a long, long ways to get a first down. They continue to march it off. They'll spot it down at the St. Cecilia 47-yard line.
That was our old buddy, the defensive the back judge back there. Ron threw that baby at least 31 yards in the air there, the yellow hanky, as
I
he
think
picked
that,
it up.
That might be the farthest one of the season, 27 in a college game, if I'm not mistaken, was the longest toss from the back judge, and Ron Whipser, 31 yards, so let him know after the game that he's made it into my stat book.
Second down and 35 yards to go. The ball all the way back here to about the 47-yard line. Two wide receivers this time split to the right side. Wiseman wants to throw. Cocks the arm, throws the ball. It's going to be caught at the 35, down to the 33-yard line. Reception is made over here by the Sutton Mustangs. That was Sam Grease. Sam Grease makes the reception. Tackle was made by Kevin Ryan for Hastings St. Cecilia. They had a long way to go. They get about half of it back here. Now they can work on a third down situation and still long.
15 to be correct there. 15 yards on the pass and catch. Again, they have got to go a long ways. They got to get the ball down to
about the 11-yard line.
Yeah, I was going to say where the first down marker is across the way. But nice gain, 15 yards for Sutton, as it brings up a third down and long here for the Saints.
All right, they're going to send two wide receivers to the right, two wide receivers to the left. Wiseman going to be in the gun, and now we got a timeout called. Sutton wants to talk things over here. A big third down call here, third down and 19 yards to go for the Sutton Mustangs with just under 5 minutes to go. In fact, 4:59 to play here in the first half. We'll take a break with the score. It is St. Cecilia 21, the Sutton Mustangs 6.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Listening to high school football action tonight on KLIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney. We're at Sutton tonight with the Sutton Mustangs and the St. Cecilia Blue Hawks squaring off here. This is actually for the C2 District 7 championship here tonight. Both of these teams undefeated in district play as we head to the wire. St. Cecilia looking for their fifth straight undefeated regular season and their 45th consecutive win during the regular season. Here with a victory here tonight.
Unbelievable.
It's going to bring up a third down and 19 situation following the timeout. Third down and 19. Ball is at the St. Cecilia 33-yard line. Wiseman rockets a pass to the near side. It's going to be caught here. It is short gain to the 25-yard line. So he picked up about 8 yards in the play. And a quick pass over here to the right side that goes to Austin Rapp. He is wrapped up immediately by St. Cecilia. Kevin Ryan over there defensively for the Hawks. Also Joe Clark again downfield for St. Cecilia. Now it's going to be Sutton looking at a fourth down and 11 situation. They move the football down here to the 25-yard line. So fourth down and about 11 yards to go. They got to move the ball down to about the 14 for the first down. And head coach Steve Raymer will go for it here. Ball's on the near side hash mark. Raff splits out wide to the right side. Grease in the slot to the right side. From the shotgun, Wiseman with the ball, dances in the pocket. Wiseman flushed out, comes to the near side, holds it. Now he's tackled. Wiseman is going to be tackled in the play. He gets it back maybe to the line of scrimmage, but he is tackled in the play there by Nick Bruliat, the linebacker. Just held the ball too long there, Jimmy, and the pocket finally breaks down. Wiseman then had to come to the near side where Bruliat jerks him down and throws him in the turf.
Well, again, give Wiseman credit not forcing an issue downfield, making a mistake, and throw an errant interception. He just elects to roll it off the right side, but again, Bruliat with great speed coming from the backside. Couple of guys about the same size, about a buck 50. But again, Wiseman gets brought down right at the original line of scrimmage, and that was on fourth down. But again, Mike, a couple of real costly penalties after Sutton had a nice drive put together. They were able to get it deep into Hawk territory, but they squander away the opportunity.
There's Hamburger on the quarterback. Keeper breaks into the open across the 25 to the 30, out to the 35-yard line. So a quick 10 yards there. A tackle is made by Reed Wiebe defensively. Well, the Sutton Mustangs, Hamburger on about a 9.5-yard gain. You see his knee went down just shy of the 35-yard line. So second down, about a yard to go for St. Cecilia. Clock running, 3:48 to play. Here in the second quarter, the Hawks out on top of Sutton by the score of 21-6. If you're Sutton, you really just want to hang in there defensively, get into the locker room still in a football game here, down by a couple of scores.
Well, you really do. You just can't afford to give up a great big play, and that's what St. Cecilia is famous for, is striking and striking in a hurry. Sutton can't afford that to happen.
Here's a Hamburger, gives the ball away to Kissinger. He's got the first down, 35, out to the 40, out to the 41-yard line. So Kissinger gets the carry there out to about the 41-yard line. Carlson into the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs, but that's going to be enough for a first down. Clock will continue to run, 3 minutes and 23 seconds to play here in the first quarter. You're listening to high school football tonight here on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sutton scored first. Hastings St. Cecilia scored 21 unanswered points. Used a fumble deep in Sutton's territory to score one of those touchdowns. A couple other nice long drives by the Blue Hawks. They have a 21-6 lead over Sutton. Here's Hamburger. Play action pass. Rolls to his right. Hamburger holds it, now throws it. The ball is going to be caught down here at the 45-yard line, down to about the 43. So they get the ball to Simon Ostrander down to about the 43-yard line. Tackle is made by Cole Wiseman, the strong side safety for the Sutton Mustangs. That is the first down. St. Cecilia now with plenty of time here to score yet in this first half. 3:01 to play. The clock is stopped while they set the chains. First down, 10 yards to go. Hawks with the ball at the Sutton 43-yard line.
First down, number 7 for St. Cecilia tonight. Had a good job by Matt Kissinger. He got a nice block that got Hamburger to the outside, and then he finds Ostrander right in the middle of the field, hitting with a bullet. And that was good for 15 yards into Sutton territory.
All right, from the shotgun, wide receivers left and right. Hamburger throws it to the near side. It's going to be caught here. That's a Kissinger with the ball at the 35 to the 30. Down to the 25-yard line, gets away, hit once, hit twice, and down it goes to the 24-yard line. Tackle is finally made by Reed Wiebe, But St. Cecilia taking the ball right downfield. Hamburger to Kissinger. Kissinger makes a nice move, takes the ball to the 24-yard line. First down, Hawks.
That was a 20-yard gain, and again, just a little swing pass over to Kissinger, and again, using his feet. And he is just determined not to go down. He kept fighting for extra yards, and he picked up the extra yards. Got plenty for the first down. They'll take it all the way down to the 24-yard line where St. Cecilia will have a first and 10. That's the first reception for Kissinger here this evening.
Steve Tino, your wide receiver, is put to the right side. Simon Ostrander goes in motion to the right. Here's a handoff. Joel Groffel right up the pipe there. Groffel takes the ball down to about the 20-yard line. So 5 yards and a little quick hitter right up the pipe again by Joel Groffel. Sutton makes the stop there. A pickup of about 4 yards and a play second down and 6. That's Robbie Kelly into the stop there for Sutton now on the defensive line for the Mustangs. Second down at about 6 yards to go. The ball sitting right at the 20-yard line. Down to a minute and 44 seconds to play. In the second quarter, the Hawks are already out on top by a score of 21-6. Kissinger split wide right. Cesar Tino to the left. Here's Hamburger, quarterback draw. He's across the 20. He's down to the 15, tumbles forward down to about the 14-yard line. Tackle is made by Max Olson for the Sutton Mustangs. It'll be about a yard shy of a first down. Now Carl Tesmer is going to call a timeout. St. Cecilia going to be looking at a third down and one situation. The ball is at the Sutton 15-yard line with a minute and 25 seconds to play here in the second quarter. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings St. Cecilia 21, Sutton 6.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Sutton tonight. The regular season finale of the state playoffs will get underway next week. Boy, when the season starts, it just kind of rolls along, doesn't it? Playoffs get underway next week. The pairings will be announced on Saturday. The Nebraska Schools Activities Association. First round of the playoffs will get underway next Thursday night, 1 week from tonight.
Unbelievable. The football season has just flown by.
Third down, 1 yard to go. St. Cecilia with the ball at the Sutton 15-yard line. Hamburger under center. Two backs in the backfield, stacked up in the eye. Here's a handoff. And that's going to be Kissinger. Kissinger's going to be hit down. He goes, does not get to the first down stakes right there. He's met by a couple of Sutton Mustangs on the play. And the first guy to get to him was Mitch Carlson again, number 23 for Sutton. A loss in the play. In fact, they did not give him a very good spot to the 19-yard line. A loss of about 5 yards in the play. Boy, Sutton did a great job there. There's a lot of black penetration right there.
Well, and again, Nick Brouillette was lined up in front of Kissinger, and when they went off to the left side, Brouillette slipped, but he got started, and that made Kissinger roll up just a little bit. Well, that gave the defense time to get across the line of scrimmage, and it was doomed from there. The black shirts were all over Matt Kissinger, and a big loss. Fourth down, Carl Tesmer in the middle of that offensive huddle.
What was that, a woe up?
A woe up.
When you go,
he did a woe up. He had no time to do a shake and bake.
Thus, he had a 5 yard loss or so.
Yes.
He's going to bring up a fourth down and 5 here. Now, Carl Tesmer's got a decision to make. We've got 1:08 to play here in the second quarter. I guess Kissinger would have enough leg from here. You want to try a field goal attempt. Fourth down and 5. Your offense has been moving the ball here. You've got a couple of score lead, and I'm sure maybe Carl Tesmer are going to elect to go for it right here in fourth down and 5 from the 20-yard line of Sutton. If you're the Mustangs, you really need a big defensive stand right here. Get the ball back for your offense. More importantly, keep St. Cecilia off of the scoreboard here. You're down by just two scores here to the number one ranked team in the nation. They're number one ranked team in the Class C2 in St. Cecilia.
Nation, my goodness. We're watching one whale of a good high school team then.
I'll tell you what, I might put them up there against some folks. There's a Hamburger from the spread set. Wide receivers all over the place. Hamburger has got the ball. He rolls to his right side. Hamburger holds it, and he slips down the turf at the 25-yard line. A loss of 5 yards in a play. So, yeah, what we talked about earlier, Jimmy, the field might be coming a little bit damp. That's the third or fourth player we've seen slip to the turf here.
Yeah, exactly. We've seen Weeby on a kickoff return. He tried to cut it about the 10-yard line. He slipped to the ground. And there, Hamburger just rolling to the right side. He had Cesar Tino on a deep pattern all the way to the goal line. He had Kissinger down at about the 15-yard line, cutting to the outside. And Phil just tried to stop and get his feet underneath of him. But with the moisture developing here on the grass, very slippery, feet slip out from underneath him in a big loss. And Sutton takes over here with a minute three left.
So we're at the 25-yard line. Here's Weeby again. Angles right side. Weeby brought down to 27. A pickup of 2 yards in a play. Joel Wallmeyer again. End of the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia. Wallmeyer now with 11 tackles here in the first half for the Hawks. Clock is running. We're inside a minute to play. 45 seconds to be exact. Sutton in no hurry here to get up to the line of scrimmage. They're in the football game. 21-6 is the score. Sutton scored first in this one. St. Cecilia scored 21 unanswered points. Cole Wiseman up under center. Down the line of scrimmage. Pitch back comes to Weeby. Hemmed in. Weeby is going to be hit. Down he goes as he's run out of bounds here on this near side. Xander Schmidt over here for St. Cecilia. Going to be credited with a tackle there. A little if any gain. They bring the ball up to about the 29-yard line. It's going to bring up third down at about 6 yards to go for Sutton. Lock is stopped now. He's run out of bounds. 28.7 seconds to play. So third down at about 6 yards to go.
This kid is amazing. Not to mention, he probably drove the bus down here from the school. But Weedy now 26 carries and 141 yards against this Blue Hawk defense. And we're not even to halftime.
He'll be punching his overtime clock. Here comes another pitch play again to a Weeby. Sidesteps the man, gets down the sideline, 35, and run out of bounds. Nice run there by Weeby as he's run out of bounds here at about the 37-yard line. Tackle is made over here, running him out of bounds that time for St. Cecilia was Michael Wynn. Wynn, a 240-pound junior defensive tackle, runs him out of bounds. A first down here for Sutton. We're down to 23.2 seconds to play now here in quarter number two. Hawks are out on top by a score of 21-6. Wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's going to be Austin Rath. Rath, the junior wide receiver for the Mustangs, backs to the I formation. Here's the pitch back again. It goes to Weeby. He's at the 35-yard line at the 40, 45, 50, and run out of bounds on the far sideline. Reed Weeby running the ball there for the Sutton Mustangs. And running him out of bounds over there for St. Cecilia was Matt Kissinger. Now we're down to 14.6 seconds to play here in the second quarter. Now Sutton is right at the midfield stripe here. They might make some points here. A lot easier maybe to go to the end zone from the 50-yard line. It is back here at the 30.
I don't know how you could pitch it to Weeby and he'd throw it. He's fast. Maybe he can throw it to, stranger things have happened. We haven't seen him throw a pass yet, but wow, he has got some tremendous yardage tonight against St. Cecilia defensively. That was a gain of 12 out the midfield.
First down and 10, ball right at the 50-yard line. Here's a pitch play to Weeby. Yeah, he's going to throw a pass down the right sideline. Rath is out here, and it's going to be, it's going to be a drop. It's going to be dropped here. Phil Hamburger had his hands on it there for St. Cecilia. Well, he did throw a pass here. We've got 7.4 seconds to play as Weeby throws a pass down the right sideline. Intended receiver was Austin Rath. St. Cecilia had that one covered pretty nicely there. Two defensive backs back there, including Hamburger, who nearly intercepted the ball.
Yeah, but good arm by Weeby. He threw it all the way down to about the 15-yard line, and the Rath covered up by a couple of Hawk defenders, which will bring up a second down with 7.4 seconds left to go, but trying to catch St. Cecilia off guard. I really like what Sutton's got going. They're hanging around in this ballgame.
All right, wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. Second down and 10 yards to go. Now the Hawks jump up front. Again, three guys jumping up front. Wallmeyer was across the line of scrimmage. I think on the other end, Chris Hartford was across the line of scrimmage. The yellow hankies fly here. That's going to cost them 5 yards. Hawks penalized here. They move the ball down to the 45-yard line. It's going to bring up second down and 5. But really, Sutton not concerned with that 5 yards. More concerned about the 45 yards that are in front of them right here.
Boys are going to have to wash the Hankies up. That's the 10th penalty this evening. 5 for each team.
Second down and 5 from the 45. There's a reverse play. And now they're going to throw the ball down the left sideline. They've got a man out there. That was going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off by Kissinger. He's back to the 10. He's back to the 20-yard line. Back to the 30. Brings it back to the center of the field across the 35 to the 36 to the 37. That was a reverse run there to Brody Yost, who came around and got the pitch. Yost is listed as a backup quarterback there for Sutton. He throws the ball down the left sideline. The ball was deep, and it was picked off there by Kissinger. That's his third interception of the season. Kissinger brings the ball back up to about the 35 or 36-yard line where he is tackled on the play, and that's the way the first half ends here tonight. High school football action on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5, Hastings St. Cecilia looking to complete an undefeated regular season, but the Sutton Mustangs hanging close down by a couple of scores here at the halftime break. The score is Hastings St. Cecilia 21, the Sutton Mustangs 6. You're listening to high school football tonight on the breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, grocery snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
No matter where you roam, you're always at home with an RV from Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place. Travel the country, see the sights, and never be without all the amenities of home. Dykeman's has a large selection of XL luxury fifth wheels, Palomino fold-down camping trailers, Coachman fifth wheels, travel trailers, Class A and Class C motorhomes, and their service department is second to none. So go ahead, get away from it all, but don't rough it. Get RVing with Hastings Motor Sales Dykeman's Camper Place, Burlington Avenue and Highway 6 in Hastings.
Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings, 207 South Burlington, is the place for all your rehabilitation needs. PTSR offers a wide variety of services, including orthopedic, neurologic, and sports injury rehabilitation. A certified hand specialist is available for the more delicate upper extremity injuries. Aquatic therapy and balance training is also available. A certified athletic trainer is on staff as well. PTSR has a strong industrial services division providing physical and functional capacity testing, as well as drug and alcohol screening. Please visit our website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Sutton here tonight. High school football from the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. He sees St. Cecilia out on top of the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 21-6 in a very competitive and very entertaining football game for you tonight. We'll check the scoring here in just a couple of minutes. We'll get you some halftime stats and tell you what's going on throughout the state of Nebraska. Half of the team's playing tonight. Other half will play tomorrow. Then we'll wait for the Nebraska School Activities Association. They will come out with the pairings for the state playoffs that get underway next week. First round will be played next Thursday night. So a lot of the teams are wrapping up their seasons here tonight. Other teams hoping to move on into the playoffs. And you've got a couple of teams here that I think will be in the playoffs starting next week. And Hastings St. Cecilia and Sutton in a very competitive and very entertaining ball game here, at least in the first half.
Well, really, and first off for Sutton, coming into this season, they, as we've talked about, they lost their first three games, and then they turned around and won their last four. And, boy, they've got a load of confidence coming into this game. St. Cecilia, hey, rated number one in the state in C2 doesn't mean nothing to the Sutton Mustangs. They have played a pretty good half of football. The thing that has to be concerning for head coach Steve Raymer is the penalties. They really hurt themselves. They had a fumble, a quarterback fumble. Wiseman fumbled the football. Joe Wallmeyer got on top of it. So give St. Cecilia the short field. You can't do that against a good team. And then a couple of penalties after they had some nice drives put together has to be concerning, because they could really be almost tied up in this ball game, which with the way they were pushing the football down the field. So, again, Sutton off to our right here visiting at halftime, which is really in this ball game. And as far as St. Cecilia, they really haven't done anything real flashy, no big plays, which we're used to seeing with a St. Cecilia offense. But again, defensively, Randy Aarons has to try to figure out some way to stop Reed Wiebe. He has had almost a record-setting first half. He is just a tremendous back. But again, St. Cecilia has just done what they've needed to do. They've taken care of the mistakes that have been handed to him from Sutton.
Sutton has been using an unbalanced line in the football game here tonight against Hastings St. Cecilia. Kind of ironic, you've got St. Cecilia down here in the end zone to our left, Sutton down here to our end zone to our right, and then you've got the coaching staff. They're still having a meeting of the mind, so to speak, about 35 yards from their respective teams. Both trying to make some halftime adjustments here, Randy Aarons and Carl Tesmer and the rest of the coaching staff. for Hastings St. Cecilia. Down here, you've got this Steve Raymer with Chad Wiseman, Steve Sponberg down here. They're still huddled up and trying to make some adjustments down there for the Sutton Mustangs.
Must be the thing to do, exactly. Only three coaches for Sutton and a whole host of coaches over here at about the 27, 28-yard line. We've got the officials. They're back over by the fence. They're all congregated together. They've had a busy first half of football. 10 penalties in the ball game, 5 for Sutton and 5 for St. Cecilia here in the first half.
So we're at halftime, 21-6 the score here. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Mustangs. We'll come back and check the scoring in the first half as our halftime show is brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll have more right after this.
Jackson's Forest Service has moved to 219 North Lexington in Hastings on the corner of 3rd and Lexington. Jackson's Forest Service does commercial and residential installation of carpet, vinyl, ceramic tile, laminate, and pre-finished wood. Call Jim and Greg at 402-462-9336 or 462-0968. Jackson's Forest Service supports the local and area athletes and teams and wishes them good luck this season. Jackson's Forest Service, now located at 219 North Lexington in Hastings.
Some days we just have to deal with pests, and sometimes even termites. To help out, call Carey's Pest Control in Hastings for pest and termite control. Locally owned and operated since 1975, Carey's Pest Control does real estate termite inspections and provides lifetime termite control programs. Free estimates too. Protect some of your biggest investments, your home and other property with an advanced termite bait system from Carey's Pest Control. Call Mike Carey or Dave Ryan. Carey's Pest Control in Hastings proudly supports St. Cecilia and area athletes and teams.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, groceries, snacks, and e-fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Health and happiness. Kind regard for others. Honoring relationships. These are long-standing values of our hometown and state. Values that are important to us, too. Through generations of change and innovation, we've always offered healthcare focused on you. Mary Lanning Memorial Healthcare, a tradition of respect.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here in Sutton tonight. We're at halftime with the Sutton Mustangs trail the St. Cecilia Bluehawks by the score of 21-6. Got the scoring in the first half. First possession for Sutton. They took the ball right downfield. 10 plays, 69 yards, all Reed Wiebe running plays. Wiebe finally took it in from 7 yards out. 2-point conversion was no good. The Sutton Mustangs got out to a 6-0 lead over St. Cecilia tonight. 7:35 to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia came back in their opening possession tonight. They took the ball right downfield as they got a 2-yard run from Phil Hamburger. The cap off was 6-play, 68-yard drive. The PAT was good, so St. Cecilia went out on top by a score of 7-6. Sutton didn't fumble the football at the 24-yard line of their next series as St. Cecilia recovered. Joe Wallmeyer in the recovery there for the Blue Hawks. A couple of plays later, Matt Kissinger took it in from 5 yards out. The PAT was good. St. Cecilia got out to a 14-6 lead over the Sutton Mustangs. And then in the second quarter of play, St. Cecilia on a 7-play, 51-yard drive. Got into the end zone one more time, a 3-yard touchdown run. Phil Hamburger, his second touchdown of the ball game. The PAT was good. That's the way we stand here at the halftime break with Hastings St. Cecilia out on top of Sutton by the score of 21-6. You're listening to the Halftime Show brought to you by Allen's of Hastings, the You Get More Superstore located in West 2nd Street in Hastings. We'll come back and check the numbers in the first half as our halftime show continues in 1 minute.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other healthcare issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton, your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Pro Team Design is proud to support our area athletes and their fans. We do that the best way we know how, which is providing quality screen printing and embroidery and unmatched service to all of Central Nebraska. For everything from youth football to college volleyball, we have the brands you want at prices you can afford. So call Pro Team Design in Grand Island today for all of your corporate, athletic, or personal screen printing and embroidery needs. Pro Team Design, 2716 Old Fair Road in Grand Island, 308-398-1154, or check us out on the web at proteamdesign.com.
The Breeze, 94.5.
High school football here tonight on The Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. Sutton, Hastings St. Cecilia in the regular season finale. The Blue Hawks have the lead by a score of 21-6. Tomorrow night we'll have USHL hockey for you here on The Breeze. KLIQ 94.5, the excitement of the Tri-City Storm. They're back at home to take on the Chicago Ice tomorrow night, 7:05 for the face-off from the Event Center in Kearney. The Viero Event Center, 6:45 for the pregame show here on the Breeze tomorrow night. The Tri-City Storm and the Chicago Ice tomorrow night. 21-6 is the score here at halftime. St. Cecilia on top of the Sutton Mustangs. And numbers-wise, a pretty even first half, huh?
Well, exactly. Both teams looking at the numbers, both teams with five penalties apiece. The numbers, when you hear them, they are very equal. But it's the scoreboard that matters, and St. Cecilia is out here at halftime, 21-6. We've talked all night long about Reed Wiebe, and he is primarily all of Sutton's offense here this evening. The quarterbacks, and they have had three different guys throw the football tonight for Sutton. The quarterbacks have combined for 2 of 8 passing, 23 yards, and one interception. Sutton has rushed the football 31 times for 168 yards, 191 of total offense, 12 first downs, 39 offensive plays in that first half. And there's only one guy to give halftime numbers on, and that is Reed Wiebe. In one half of football, 28 carries, 161 yards, and a touchdown. He's averaging 6 yards per carry here tonight. Adding to his total, Wiebe now with 181 carries on the season, 1,414 yards, 20 touchdowns. That is an average of 8 yards per carry on the season.
That's pretty healthy.
That is pretty good for the senior in Sutton. He is a tremendous athlete. We look at St. Cecilia on the night. Phil Hamburger, 3 of 5 passing, 82 yards in the ball game. The Hawks have rushed it 21 times for 110 yards, so 192 of total offense. Remember, Sutton with 191, St. Cecilia with 192, 8 first downs in that first half. They had 26 offensive plays. Leading the way tonight, rushing the football, Joel Groffel, 5 carries, 36 yards. Matt Kissinger with 8 carries, 26 yards. Phil Hamburger, 5 carries, 19 yards, a couple of touchdowns. Nick Brulette, a couple of carries, 29 yards. And receiving the football, Cesar Tino, 1 reception, 47 yards. Ostrander with 1 reception and 15 yards. And Matt Kissinger with 1 reception in the ballgame and 20 yards. Again, the Hawks with 8 first downs on the night. But again, it's been the Reed Wiebe show as far as the Sutton fans. They've seen that all season long. But the Hawks are leading here 21-6 in a very important ballgame. The winner of this wins the district title. But a good ballgame here so far in Sutton.
Now the Class C2 District 7 District Championship here tonight. St. Cecilia would improve their chances in the state playoffs. They'll probably get a home game with a victory here tonight. Sutton likely going to be in the Class C2 state playoffs. Again, the pairings will be announced on Saturday by the Nebraska School Activities Association. About half of the schools playing tonight. The other half will play tomorrow night. On the radio tomorrow night, we'll have Grand Island Northwest and Hastings High Tigers. That game will be on 1230 KHIS tomorrow night. Pigskin preview at 6 o'clock with the kickoff at 7 from GI. Other games going on tonight around the area. You've got Lincoln North Star was playing Kearney this afternoon. That game should be in the books. We'll try to get a score on that one for you. They play an afternoon game today at Seacrest Field. Grand Island Central Catholic is playing Minden tonight in Minden. That's a Thursday night game. Elsewhere around the area tonight, St. Paul is on the road playing at O'Neill. Central City is playing at Boone Central tonight. Blue Hill is playing at Kearney Catholic, and that score is now at halftime. Kearney Catholic has got a 14-0 lead over Blue Hill. That game is going on in Kearney. Blue Hill, what, marched the ball down inside the red zone of Kearney Catholic, and it was picked off?
Yeah, our correspondents from Kearney, our Blue Hill correspondents, buddy of mine, give me a jingle. Yeah, they marched the football right downfield against Kearney Catholic, which St. Cecilia has played, both Kearney Catholic and Blue Hill. But again, Blue Hill marches the football all the way down and had a first and goal through an interception, and Kearney Catholic returned it all the way. So at halftime, it's Kearney Catholic leading Blue Hill 14-0.
Some other games going on tonight in high school football. You've got Southern Valley playing at Ravenna tonight. Palmer is on the road playing at Shelton. Deschler is at Friend tonight. Heartland Lutheran is playing at Loup City, and Amherst is playing host to Wilcox Hildreth in action tonight. Other games going on tomorrow. Lexington and Adams Central will play. This game will be at Lloyd Wilson Field on the Hastings College campus. Adams Central needs a win there to gain a Class B playoff berth. So the Patriots, after some tough losses this year to number one ranked McCook, and they lost their Crete, number two ranked McCook. They lost to Aurora. They're sitting at 5-3 on the season, needing to win tomorrow night against Lexington to get them into the Class B state football playoffs. In Class A tomorrow night, you've got Lincoln Southeast playing at Grand Island. In Class B, Aurora finishes off their regular season with a game against the York Dukes in York. You've got McCook playing at Holdridge tomorrow night. Class C1 games tomorrow night, you've got Sandy Creek playing at Fillmore Central, Centura at Gibbon. In Class C2, Donovan Trumbull finishes up with Jimmy's Superior Wildcats.
Oh, my.
Wood River will play at Third Central tomorrow night. In Class D1, you've got Kennesaw, ranked number one, playing at Axtell tomorrow. McCool Junction will finish off their season at Franklin. And in Class D2 tomorrow night, you've got Red Cloud playing at Giltner. I don't know if there's enough digits on the scoreboard for that.
They better replace the bulbs at Giltner.
Lawrence Nelson at the Silver Lake tomorrow night. Hampton Harvard, Exeter Milligan will finish off Dorchester. Yeah, that might be one to see. Red Cloud and Giltner tomorrow night. Red Cloud, I think they're still winless on the season. Giltner is undefeated, one of the better teams around in D2.
Yeah, and you know, House has been the prominent team in D2 for as many years as I can remember back. Boy, House has just had a tremendous football program, but they say Giltner, they really, people are the press and everything up around Lincoln, Omaha, even Bob Jensen, they're looking forward to possibly seeing that a state final game, Giltner and House. They think Giltner probably has enough to compete with House. House only, they kind of had a scare last week in their ball game. They escaped with a victory, but again, Giltner, very talented on the year.
Joe Wallmeyer has got, 11 tackles already for St. Cecilia here in the first half on the other side. In addition to everything that Reed Wiebe has done on the offensive side of the ball, he's also leading the team in tackles with 6.
Well, and they brought the band out. They played the national anthem. Wiebe was over-directing the band before the ball game. No, I'm just kidding on that. He is just he's a tremendous athlete. We mentioned his athletic ability. He is good on the football field. Good golfer. Very good golfer. He competed to actually Sutton won the Class C championship, not last year because that was East St. Cecilia Blue Hawks, but the year before was the winner was Sutton. So they've got a tremendous golf team.
Guess what? Reed Wiebe also plays basketball.
Yeah,
he's very good too.
And at 6'3", you got to think he's a force inside for Sutton.
Your halftime show has been brought to you by Allen's, the You Get More Superstore, located on West 2nd Street in Hastings. 21-6 is the score here. The St. Cecilia Blue Hawks with the lead over the Sutton Mustangs as we start the second half. Sutton will kick off. It's going to be popped down along the ground, picked up here by a short man for St. Cecilia. Across the 35 out to the 40, out to about the 44-yard line. That's Gus Clark bringing the ball back for St. Cecilia. He's a 140-pound freshman for the Blue Hawks. Brings the ball back there. The tackle is made by Reed Stone on special teams.
That was the old deer in the headlights. Look, when that football come right to old Gus, but he does a good job, takes it right up the middle of the field, gets all the way out to the 45-yard line again. Sutton electing not to kick to the dangerous deep guys for St. Cecilia. But St. Cecilia, first possession here of the third quarter.
They'll move from our right to our left here in this third period. Here's Hamburger with the ball. Sidesteps a couple of guys. Brings the ball across the 50 down to the 46-yard line of Sutton. Tackle is made in there by Weeby again for the Sutton Mustangs. But Hamburger takes it off the right end there. Takes up about 9 yards in the play. Takes it down to the 46-yard line. Second down and a yard.
Well, and again, we talked at halftime. St. Cecilia is known for their quick strikes, the big, big plays, whether it be a Phil Hamburger long pass to Kissinger or a Kissinger run. They usually pop a great big one. They have yet to have one. And that was a good play from scrimmage to start the second half out. A gain of 9, second and 1 here for St. Cecilia at the Mustang 46.
Man comes in motion to the near side. That's Bruliette. Here's a handoff to Joel Grapple. He's going to be stacked up. I don't know if Grapple wanted to take that or Hamburger got his hands caught in there or what, Jimmy, but they go down about a yard or so loss in the play. Can bring up third down and 2. Tackle is made in there by the interior of the Sutton defense.
Yeah, and there was 3 or 4 black jerseys right in there as soon as Hamburger turned around and handed to Groffel, and Phil was trying to protect the football so it didn't get knocked loose. A loss of about a yard, so it's going to bring up third down, and we have got the play halted by the officials. Going to be an official time.
All right, what do we have here? We got a problem.
Got a chin strap.
Yeah, we got an equipment problem here on Michael Cox. So it's third down and 2 yards to go. Now we're set to go. They'll wind the clock here just underway in the third quarter. St. Cecilia leading by a score of 21-6. Hamburger brings the ball back to Kissinger. He's got an opening across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. Well, just like that, he moves the ball from the 47 across the 40 down to the 38-yard line. At first down there, Matt Kissinger finds a little seam there for the Blue Hawks. They will move the sticks as St. Cecilia's got a first down to the Sutton 38. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Grease, a 5'10", 240-pound senior defensive tackle for the Stangs.
9 carries, 35 yards now for Kissinger. Just that quick. It doesn't take him much in the interior of that St. Cecilia line. They just give him a little seam, and Kissinger, with his quickness, is able to get it right upfield. Picks up 9 yards, the 9th first down for St. Cecilia.
There's Hamburger. Handoff now to a Joel Grapple. Gets an opening across the 35 to the 30. Spins his way loose to the 26 to the 25-yard line. Still on his feet. Moves the ball down to the 23. Joel Grapple carrying the ball there. He would not go down. Grapple, the 190-pound junior, finally brought down to the turf by Max Olson of Sutton. But a nice run there by the fullback for St. Cecilia, Joel Grapple.
Grapple now 6 carries and 52 yards. We'll give him 16 on that, the 10th first down for St. Cecilia. And early here in this second half, St. Cecilia is marching the football right downfield against this Sutton defense.
21-6 is the score. The Hawks have the lead. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side. That's Cesar Tino. A double wing formation. Here's a handoff now to Kissinger. Kissinger trying to get outside. He is met once by Rath. Rath holds on for dear life, and he brings him down, but a penalty flag goes down. Could be a face mask call there on the Austin Rath of the Sutton Mustangs that came up from his defensive back spot to make the play defensively, but we could have a penalty flag here on Sutton. That's the case.
Yeah, and as Kissinger tried to bounce it.
Oh, wait a minute. It's going to go on St. Cecilia. A face mask call here on St. Cecilia on the stiff arm. So Kissinger went out with the stiff arm and got into the face mask of Austin Rath, the defensive back coming up to make the stop. You don't see that very often. An offensive face mask call there of Matt Kissinger.
Not very often. A questionable call on our officiating crew. We'll check on that one later on in the ball game. But a big, big penalty. They marched this all the way back to the Sutton 38, we'll call it 38-and-a-half-yard line, but again, Kissinger trying to bounce it to the outside, and Rath had his number out there, not allowing Kissinger around the corner.
First down, 25 yards to go now. St. Cecilia with the ball here, marching right to left here in this third quarter of play. Pitchback comes to Kissinger at the 40, penalty flags down, 35-30, 25, cuts back to the 20-yard line to the 15 and brought down there. But a penalty flag back upfield, Cesar Tino. Cesar Tino could be called for a holding call here, and that's going to be the case. This one is coming back. The quarterback for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, right in the face of Cesar here. Penalty flag is down at the 38-yard line, and this one is coming back, and they'll tack on 10 more yards on the St. Cecilia offense.
Well, and Tino was lined up over here on the left side as a wide receiver, and then he just run back to center of the field. The end was coming out when Kissinger got the handoff, tried to get it to the outside, and the defender just simply kind of turned his back to Tino, and then when he laid a pretty good blow on him, but again, got his hands on the jersey, and the flag comes down. Now they've got the football back at the Sutton 49-yard line. They've got to take it all the way down to around the 13-14-yard line for the first down.
So a couple of area codes to go here for St. Cecilia. First down, and they'll call it, 35 yards to go for the Hawks. From the 48-yard line of Sutton, wide receiver splits out wide to the left side. That's Kissinger going in motion to the right side. Hamburger's got the ball. Hamburger stops. Here comes the pressure. Hamburger gets away across the 50, to the 45, to the 40, to the 35, down to the 30, falls forward to the 29. Sutton had him stopped back here, Jimmy, and there's the athletic ability of Phil Hamburger. Got loose, finally brought down to play by Wiebe. But a nice game there by the quarterback for St. Cecilia. Hamburger takes the ball out of the Sutton 29-yard line.
19 yards, and again, Phil Hamburger with that speed. He had a couple of black jerseys coming right at him at about the 50-yard line. And again, he just put the jets on, and Phil was able to split the wishbone and get all the way down inside the 30-yard line. Actually, they'll mark it down at the 29 and a half-yard line, but a nice big run for Phil Hamburger.
8.5 minutes to play in third quarter, 21-6 to the score. St. Cecilia out on top. Hawks driving again here. This is the first possession of the second half. Hamburger sprints out left side, sets, throws the ball downfield. The catch is made at the 10-yard line, at the 5-yard line, into the end zone, touchdown. That's Matt Kissinger. Hamburger goes to a Matt Kissinger. He caught the ball at about the 10, brought the ball back into the center of the field, took it into the end zone for the score, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 27-6.
They made it look way too easy as Kissinger was in the backfield. He went in motion, pulled over here to the left side, and then just kind of got behind the defenders. And again, Hamburger had a little pump fake, delivered it downfield. Matt runs right underneath of it, and then he cut back to the center of the field, got away from would-be tacklers. It goes from 30 yards out, and now Kissinger will be in the game to attempt the point after.
That was the first offensive series of the second half for Hastings St. Cecilia. Ball is down, kick is up, and the extra point goes through the uprights. It is good by Matt Kissinger. So a 30-yard touchdown pass from Phil Hamburger to Matt Kissinger. Kissinger has the PAT, 8:06 to play here in the third quarter. It's now Hastings St. Cecilia 28, Sutton 6.
Precision Heating and Air Conditioning is your Lennox dealer in Hastings. Whether it's the industry's most innovative heating and cooling systems, heat pumps, air quality systems, or other proven Lennox products, you and your family will enjoy the all-year-round quality comfort. Call Tom Wissing in Hastings, 402-463-6061 for more information on Lennox products, warranties, tax credits, rebates, and more. 463-6061. Lennox dealers are independently owned and operated businesses. Precision Heating and Air Conditioning in Hastings, Lennox. Innovation never felt so good.
The Breeze, 94.5.
All right, back here at Sutton. It's now a 28-6 ball game in favor of the Blue Hawks, it seems to say. Phil Hamburger has now rushed for 2 touchdowns. He is thrown for 1. Matt Kissinger has a rushing touchdown. Now he has a receiving touchdown for St. Cecilia. It's a 28-6 ball game now.
Kissinger, 2 receptions and 50 yards, and the last one coming from 30 yards out. The Hawks had the football back here at the 49-yard line and had to go all the way down to about the 13-yard line to get a first down, and they did just that.
Yeah, they had that nice run, the quarterback scramble by Hamburger that got him 20 yards, and then they threw it into the end zone for the touchdown. Here comes the kick now by Kissinger, and that one is going to be knocked out of bounds. Nope, it's going to be into the end zone. It just gets into the end zone here on the near sideline, so it'll be a touchback, and Sutton will come back out first down and 10 of their own 20.
Well, and again, we talked about it at the halftime break. The go-to guy, they all do, 28 carries, 161 yards, and a touchdown for Reed Wiebe. We will expect to see a whole lot of Wiebe here in this second half. But again, Mustangs, they trail now 28-6.
Wiseman up under center. Here's a handoff again to Wiebe. Angles off on the right side. Wiebe brings the ball up to about 24, 25-yard line. And Joel Wallmeyer again into the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. Wallmeyer having a sensational ball game tonight for that Randy Aaron's defense. The 220-pound senior Wallmeyer now with 11-12 tackles here in the ball game for the Blue Hawk team.
My goodness, you'd almost think there's two or three 77s down on the field. Wallmeyer has played a tremendous ball game. He was also the one that scooped up that fumble in the first quarter.
All right, second down here for Sutton. 5 yards to go for the 25. Wiebe again. This time he gets to the 27. A pickup of 2 as they take that one right up the pipe there for Hastings St. Cecilia. And the tackle was made in there by Joe Clark, who's into the ball game now. Joe Clark on that defensive line. I think he's in there for Jackson Sabinski, who went down in the second quarter to play with an injury for St. Cecilia. So now it's going to bring up a third down situation, third down and 3 yards to go. Third down and 3 for Sutton from their own 27-yard line, working from their left to our right here. Here's a handoff right off the pipe that's going to go to Wiebe, and that time the hot defense was right there. St. Cecilia waiting for Reed Wiebe that time. Maybe leans forward for a yard, but now Sutton will be looking at fourth down and two.
Well, a good job by the interior line of St. Cecilia. You've seen three and four white jerseys get through there. They knew exactly where the football was going. You give it to your guy that's carried you all through the season, and Weeby again brought down. We'll give him a yard on the carry, and Sutton's going to line up and go for it here. Fourth down, and we'll call it a couple of yards.
For the 28-yard line, we have not had a punt yet, I don't think, from Sutton here tonight. There's Wiseman up under center. And now the Blue Hawks, they jump off sides over there on the right side. Wiseman again. I don't know if he had any indication that he was going to snap that ball, Jimmy, but St. Cecilia jumps on a hard count over there, and that's going to give Sutton the first down.
That is penalty number nine against St. Cecilia, and that's the second time the young Wiseman has done a great job in there, giving St. Cecilia defense a hard count. They needed just a couple of yards. They get it. That is first down number 13 for Sutton, and they continue the drive. They're out to their own 34-yard line.
All right, wide receivers split out wide to the left side. Here's Wiseman, quarterback keeper around the left side. He goes down, and the penalty flag goes down. Wiseman thrown for a couple of yard loss. Joel Wallmeyer and Joel Groppelin in the stop there for Hastings St. Cecilia, but a penalty flag goes down. A holding call here on the Mustangs.
Boy, and Sutton really has had some untimely mistakes here in this ballgame. There's been a couple of drives. They've been able to get it deep into St. Cecilia territory, and then just foolish mistakes have forced them back into a bad field position. And here is going to be another one. They're going to march this ball all the way back to the 24-yard line. We're going to bring up a first and 20. They've got to go all the way to the 44-yard line to get a first.
Sutton has had some nice drives tonight, Jimmy, but it's been a penalty that really have stymied those drives and have forced Sutton into some bad situations.
Well, and again, you can't do that against a good football team because they'll come back to haunt you, and that's the case. Only six on the scoreboard. Sutton should have more points on there right now if you take the mistakes away.
First down and long, 20 yards to go here for Sutton following the holding call. Wiseman down the line of scrimmage. Pitchback comes here to Weeby. He spins away, but he didn't go far. He is wrapped up and again thrown down to the turf by Joel Wallmeyer for Hastings St. Cecilia. Also getting in there for the Hawks, helping him out a little bit, Lance Schmidt, a defensive tackle there for the Hawks. The St. Cecilia defense has played pretty well here tonight. They've given up some yardage. Last week coming out for their best performance of the season, allowing only 52 yards to the Superior Wildcats in that big 62-0 win over Superior. Tonight they've given up some yards but have been very tough to run against. 5 minutes to play here in the third quarter, 28-6 is the score. Hastings St. Cecilia out on top. Here's the spread set now. Three wide receivers to the left side. Wiseman has got it. He pitches the ball back to Weeby again. 20-yard line, 25, crashes forward, maybe to the 26-yard line where he is brought down there. Joel Groffel, Matt Kissinger, in on the stop for Hastings St. Cecilia. But that is going to bring up a third down and long situation. Third down and long now for the Mustangs as the play comes in. On the near sideline from head coach Steve Raymer, the messenger man out there for the Sutton Mustangs will be Austin Rath. Rath will split out now, wide side to the right side. In the slot is going to be Sam Grease. Shotgun set here for the sophomore quarterback and Cole Wiseman, waiting for the snap on third down and long. Holds the ball, throws it to the near side behind his intended receiver, Sam Grease. Back here in coverage for St. Cecilia, Xander Schmidt. And now you're looking at fourth down and 21 yards to go. You're in the third quarter trailing by a score of 28-6 in your own territory. I don't think we've seen a Sutton punt yet tonight, have we?
Yeah, we've seen one punt in the second quarter. Sutton had one punt, and again, it'll be Grease going back to punt it. He'll punt it to number two for St. Cecilia. Matt Kissinger will stand at his own 45-yard line. The Hawks are going to get good field position again.
There's the snap, pretty good snap, and a pretty good kick. Kissinger looks up, grabs the ball at the 43, dances his way to the 45. Gives ground back to the 43, back to the 50, 45,
oh
40. Look out, down the sideline to the 30, to the 20, and he's brought down inside the 15-yard line. So Kissinger is brought down on the play. Weeby in on the stop there, a touchdown-saving tackle by Reed Weeby of Sutton, but a nice return by Matt Kissinger.
33 yards on the kick, 47 on the return, and Sutton had Matt Kissinger very dangerously fielded that football about 3-4 yards in front of a Sutton defender at the 45-yard line, and then he just simply sidesteps that defender, picked up one good block, and with his speed, he was around the corner and shifted gears, and he takes the football all the way down to the 12-yard line, first and 10 here, St. Cecilia on the march again.
Here's Hamburger under center, double wing formation. Hamburger is just going to run the ball himself. He gets it to the 10, maybe to the 9-yard line, where he is met there by a black shirt to this Sutton defense. Tackle is made in there by Rath, the defensive end for the Sutton Mustangs, coming up to make the stop.
Penalty flags down again. The officiating crew must be getting paid per flag that they throw this evening.
Well, we had 10 in the first half alone.
Yeah, and we've got...
it's going to be a penalty marched off here against Sutton.
That'll be the 16th penalty here this evening.
So the 16th penalty flag down here is going to go on the Mustangs. Illegal participation is the call on Sutton. That's going to take the ball down to about the 6-yard line. So it's first down at about 5 yards to go from the 6-yard line of Sutton. And the play comes in here from the far sideline now, and head coach Carl Tesmer, St. Cecilia, looking for their 45th consecutive regular season win here tonight, looking to wrap up the undefeated season for the fifth straight season. So first down and 5 yards to go from the 6-yard line of Sutton. Hamburger up under center. Handoff is going to go to Brouillette, and Brouillette stacked up. Try to angle off on the left side. He is stacked up on the play. Tackle was made in there by the Sutton Mustangs, and making the stop there for Sutton will be Mitch Carlson, who's into the ball game now. Carlson gets a hand on Brouillette, brings him down. No gain in the play, second down and 5.
Brouillette now with 3 carries and 29 yards. Nick had a couple of nice ones early in the ball game. One, which was a 19-yarder on third down, which he was able to get the Hawks a first down. They stop him, no gain, second down, and we'll call it 4.
Cesar Tino, the wide receiver, is put to the right side. Here's Hamburger, reverses out of there, takes it around the right end at the 5-yard line, crashes forward to the 2. He's into the end zone, touchdown. Hamburger takes it in from 5 yards out, 6 yards out officially, and St. Cecilia goes out on top by a score of 34-6.
Phil Hamburger again had a seam right off the right side of the St. Cecilia line. It closed down very quickly for Reed Wiebe, and then Hamburger just bounces it to the outside. And meets a would-be tackler at about the 2-yard line, was able to power in for yet another first down. That one, or another touchdown. That one comes from 6 yards out. Now Hamburger with 3 touchdowns rushing, 1 throwing, and he will hold this Matt Kissinger PAT.
All right, so a big night here for Phil Hamburger. He's accounted for 4 of the touchdowns, 4 of the 5. As 34-6, St. Cecilia with the lead. Ball is down. The extra point goes sailing to the uprights, and this one is good. So the PAT is good here. And they've tacked on another 7, 3 minutes and 40 seconds to play now in quarter number 3. The score, Hastings St. Cecilia 35, Sutton 6.
These days, ensuring financial security for you and those you care about most is more important than ever, and Farm Bureau Financial Services can help. Life insurance can help provide that security along with guarantees and peace of mind. Contact Farm Bureau agent Marty DeMuth in Hastings to see how he makes it simple to help protect your family's financial future. The guarantees expressed are based upon the claims-paying ability of Farm Bureau Life Insurance Company. Securities and services offered through Equitrust Marketing Services, LLC affiliate. Farm Bureau Financial Services.
The Breeze, 94.5.
After a nice punt return there by Matt Kissinger, St. Cecilia gets on the scoreboard. It's now 35-6 Hawks.
47-yard return set that whole thing up by Matt Kissinger. Again, capped off by a 6-yard Phil Hamburger touchdown run. Again, Hamburger having a great night. Not a lot of yards. Usually we have a St. Cecilia running back that's over 100 yards already by now, but Hamburger, the leading ball carrier, 9 carries, 55 yards, 3 touchdowns. He's thrown for a touchdown, and on the evening, Hamburger with 102 yards of passing, 1 touchdown. So a good night by Phil Hamburger. Matt Kissinger getting ready to get into football here as the Hawks lead this comfortably now, 35-6.
And here's the, we're going to have a run back this time as that one sails down to the 3-yard line. Wiebe goes off to the far side of the 15 or the 20, out to the 25-yard line where he's run out of bounds. You talked about St. Cecilia not rolling up a whole lot of yards in the ball game, but that was just a 9-yard drive following the nice punt return. Earlier tonight, they recovered that fumble at the 24, so that was only a 24-yard drive. There's 2 of the touchdowns right there.
Yeah, they really haven't needed to go a long ways. They just they get the job done. They are so dangerous in so many aspects. Special teams, they are tremendous on, and defense, they just they get it done, whatever it takes. St. Cecilia's gotten that job done tonight, and they are comfortably ahead of Sutton here this evening.
35-6 for the C2 District 7 Championship. Here's Wiseman, quarterback keeper, and he's going to try to get outside. Nothing doing. Guess who again? Joe Wallmeyer is over here. Wallmeyer and Wiseman, they might as well go on a prom date together. They've been together so many times here tonight. Tell you what, those guys have met several times. How many tackles Wallmeyer have? He's got got 11. He's got 15 tackles already. 15 tackles in the third quarter.
Well, it'd be the Reed Wiebe band then, wouldn't it? At the homecoming or prom or
whatever.
Oh, my. Wallmeyer has had a great, great evening defensively. He's had a good season.
Second down, 10 yards to go. No gain on that last play. Here's Wiebe right up the pipe here across the 30-yard line out to the 36. So Wiebe picks up a nice bit of real estate right up the pipe there. A tackle was made by Joel Groffel of Hastings St. Cecilia. So now it is second down and about 2 yards to go. A nice game there. Wiebe, how many carries is that for him now?
That's 34 carries and 179 yards.
So he's got 34 carries. Wallmeyer's got a ton of tackles on the other side, counting 15 of those. So those have been the stars in the ball game so far. Here's Wiseman on the quarterback sneak as he takes the ball for the first down up to about the 38-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Lance Schmidt. Is into the ball game now for St. Cecilia, but the Sutton Mustangs get a first down. We are in the third quarter, 2 minutes and 18 seconds to play. Sutton actually scored first in this ball game. He's just joining us. St. Cecilia now has rattled off 35 straight points.
Yes, Sutton took the football right downfield, 10 plays, all on Reed Wiebe's shoulders and got it in there for the first initial touchdown. But since then, St. Cecilia has just pitched a shutout against the Mustangs.
First down, 10 yards to go from their own 38. Here's a fumble down. Wiseman gets back under the football at the 32. So Wiseman fumbles the football. That's his second fumble of this contest. He lost the earlier one back in the second quarter. St. Cecilia took advantage of that, recovered the ball, then took it into the end zone for the score. That time, Wiseman falls back on top of the pig back here at the 32. High school football tonight from the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5. We're at Sutton with the Mustangs and the St. Cecilia Bluehawks squaring off for the C27 District Championship here tonight. Sutton has won four games in a row after dropping their first three. Hastings St. Cecilia undefeated on the season. They are 7-0. Second down, 18 yards to go. A loss of 8 on that last play there. The fumble by Wiseman. Here's a handoff now. And I think there's another fumble inside the 30-yard line. Wallmeyer is in the area, but I don't think he got on top of it. Yeah, St. Cecilia is on top of the football, so a late indication there. Wallmeyer got his hands in there. I think that was... That was the fullback trying to run the ball there. That was Mitch Carlson trying to run the ball there for Sutton. Wallmeyer got his hands in there. I think he also recovered the fumble.
Yeah, Wallmeyer nearly got the handoff from Wiseman. But, again, Carlson just getting the football. And, again, Wallmeyer grabbing a hold of the pig right when the handoff was made. And then he falls to the turf. He gets on top. And now, again, St. Cecilia with great field position. They've got it at the Mustang 33-yard line, first and 10.
Already leading by the score of 35-6. There's Hamburger, wants to throw, steps up, throws the ball in the center of the field. It's nearly picked off, and it's down to the turf. Nearly picked off down there by Sam Grease of Sutton right in the center of the field. Incomplete pass, second down and 10.
Boy, and if Phil Hamburger throws that ball about another 5 yards longer, Matt Kissinger is just flipping it to the official for another 6 because he had a couple of steps on the defense. And with that speed, you want to give him a little bit of a lead. He can run right underneath the football. But that one dangerously falls to the turf, almost intercepted there by Sutton.
Second down, 10 yards to go from the 33-yard line of Sutton following another turnover from the Sutton Mustangs. Hamburger sprints out right side, a pass caught Cesar Tino to the 25 to the 24-yard line. Cesar Tino makes the reception there. A tackle is made by Brody Yost, the quarterback on the left side for the Sutton defense. A pickup of about 8 yards to play. Third down and a couple here for St. Cecilia.
Boy, and Phil Hamburger really showing his arm strength. He just pulled away from center, took a couple steps, and just winged that ball to the outside, and Tino makes a nice catch. Tino now with a couple of receptions and 55 yards. We'll give him 8 on that one. Third down and 2 here. Ball spotted at the Sutton 25-yard line.
All right, wide receiver is Cesar Tino. Split to the left side now. Hamburger up under center. Brings the ball back. A handoff here to Kissinger. Spins. He's got the first down. Takes the ball down to the 20, down to the 19-yard line. So St. Cecilia with the ball now at the 19 in the red zone. One more time. Already leading the ball game by a score of 35-6. Max Olson into the stop there for the Sutton Mustangs defensively. They got the ball at the 19-yard line of Sutton. Down to 15 seconds to play now in the third. St. Cecilia is weighing in the huddle, and I think we're going to switch ends here. And St. Cecilia will try it at the other end zone once. So the third quarter is going to come to an end here in Sutton tonight. One quarter to go in this district championship ball game, Class C2, District 7 here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead after three quarters of play. We'll take a break with a score. It's the Blue Hawks 35 and the Sutton Mustangs 6.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The e-edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
The superheroes of service, powered by
Glenwood is Central Nebraska's leading provider of latest computer, internet, and networking technology, but our specialty is taking exceptional care of our customers. Friend us on Facebook or visit shopglenwood.net. We are your superheroes of service.
At Five Points Bank of Hastings, you have access to the most effective and efficient banking tools available.
You can access your account information at any time from anywhere through your computer, your smartphone, or our 24-hour 800 Starphone service.
Additionally, we invite you to try our online bill pay service, a great way to schedule and pay your bills online without the hassle of writing checks and buying stamps.
We are proud to offer these advanced banking services. Five Points Bank of Hastings, member FDIC.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, and Gene Shaw back here in Sutton tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia with a lead over the Sutton Mustangs by a score of 35-6. Hawks are looking for more. Recovering a fumble here from the Sutton offense. St. Cecilia has got it first down and 10 on the 20-yard line of Sutton.
St. Cecilia defensively really tightened things down there in that third quarter. They only allowed Sutton 15 yards of total offense, two first downs. The Hawks tallied 105 yards, four first downs.
All right, backs in the I formation now with Groffel and also Kissinger in the backfield. Here's a handoff to Groffel. Penalty flags down again. We got a delay of game this time against St. Cecilia. And we also got a tally on the penalty flags that this officiating crew is throwing out there tonight.
17 penalties tonight
between the two teams here this evening. The Hankies are going to need a quick trip to the old laundromat.
They are going to need it. They've got a strong arm in the defensive secondary. We know Ron can whip that flag about 31 yards. That was early in the ball game.
First down and 15 yards to go. St. Cecilia now with the ball to Sutton 25. Right in the center of the field here, wide receivers left and right. Backs in the I formation. With Joe Groffel and also Kissinger. Here's a handoff now to Groffel, and that's going to be stacked up. Stacked up inside. Tyler Grease is the first guy to get to him to stand him up in the hole. Grease, a 5'10", 240-pound senior for the Sutton Mustangs. That was a pickup of only 1 yard in the play by Joe Groffel. He got loose a couple of times early in the ball game, but nothing since.
Really, the rushing attack is been between about three guys. Phil Hamburger with 55 yards so far in the ballgame. Matt Kissinger, 41 yards. And Groffel with 53 yards. So a real well-balanced rushing attack for Carl Tesmer and the Hawks tonight.
Two wide receivers split to the left side. Groffel goes in motion now. The fullback, they want to throw. Hamburger throws it. It's going to be picked off. It's going to be picked off for the third interception of the season. This is Rapp bringing the ball back for Sutton down the near sideline now. Out to the 30-yard line. He's run out of bounds. Austin Rapp picks off the pass. The third interception of the season for Phil Hamburger, and I think we're going to have a penalty flag go down.
Yeah, there was some extra stuff going on with Phil Hamburger back here at about the 40-yard line and a couple of Sutton Mustangs, so I don't know if there was some jawing, but we'll get the indication here from the white-cap Tim Kinneman.
It'll be a personal foul here against East St. Cecilia. So a foul here, a personal foul here will go against the Hawks. That'll tack on 15 yards from the end of the run here, and Sutton will get the ball on the St. Cecilia turnover the first time tonight that the Hawks have turned the ball over.
Well, and again, Hamburger just looking downfield. I believe it was Cesar Tino downfield he was looking for, but he forced it in. Double coverage by Sutton down there, and just a costly mistake. I know the Hawks are comfortably out in front, but you're getting into a playoff football. The teams get better. You can't be making mistakes, and that was one where St. Cecilia had another short field, and they don't take advantage of it. Sutton with the ball at the 45.
There's a handoff to Weeby, and now he's going to be stood straight up in the hole. Right at the line of scrimmage, that was Joel Groffel coming up to bring him down. So Weeby inching closer to 200 yards rushing in this football game. I guess the Hastings St. Cecilia defense, that was a pickup of 1 yard in the play. Second down and 9. The ball is down at the 47 of Sutton. Mustangs moving from our right to our left here in the fourth and final quarter.
35 carries, 180 yards now, unofficially on the night. I was figuring this up through the whole season. As of right now, Reed Weeby has averaged 204 yards per game. That is just amazing, and upwards of about 8 yards a carry.
And here's another carry by Wiebe. This time he angles to the left side across the 50, across the 45, down to the St. Cecilia 43-yard line. So Wiebe taking the ball down to the 43 of St. Cecilia. Tackle is made in there by the Hawks. That's Joe Clark downfield for the St. Cecilia defense. But another first down for the Mustangs. They are trailing by several scores here, 35-6. Is the count. St. Cecilia out on top with 10 minutes and 20 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter.
First down, number 15, and right off the left tackle. Again, some strong running by Reed Wiebe. We'll give him 10 on the carry now with 190 yards on 36 carries.
Wide receivers, routes split out wide to the right side. That's a man going in motion now. Grease off to the far side of the field. Offset eye. Here's a pitch back. It's going to come to Wiebe. This time he's going to be hitting the backfield and down. He goes back here at the 47-yard line trying to get outside. Wiebe is knocked down into play. That's Nick Brulliant, outside linebacker, coming up to make the stop there for the St. Cecilia defense. Had a loss of about 4 yards in the play, second down and 14.
It doesn't have a lot of times to get Reed Wiebe shackled up behind the line of scrimmage. But, again, tremendous penetration by the guys in the black pants and white jerseys. They were able to get in there in a Brulliant size mismatch, but he was able to hold on to Reed Wiebe, and the help came. Brought him down for nearly a 3-yard loss. So second down and officially 13 yards to go. The ball at the St. Cecilia 46.
Yeah, Brulliant, only 140 pounds. Wiebe is 210. Then some. Here's Wiseman. He wants to run. Nope, he's going to pitch it back here to Wiebe, and he's going to be run out of bounds from the far sidelines. Joe Wallmeyer over there again for Hastings St. Cecilia.
Penalty flags down again, I believe.
And now we got a timeout, I think, to be called here. Yeah, Sutton wants to call a timeout as Coach Raymer is on his way out to talk with his offensive unit here. He's going to have a third down situation to deal with. Third down at about, 12, 13 yards to go. We've got a timeout, 9:09 to play here in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score. St. Cecilia 35, Sutton 6.
I'm sick and tired of every bar in town calling themselves a sports bar. Just because the word sports is in their name and they put up a couple jerseys doesn't make you a sports bar. No. That's why I made the real sports bar checklist. First, do they have a large selection of beers, drafts, and mixed drinks?
Booza!
Do they serve hot wings and other sports-related food?
Booza!
Are there a buttload of HD TVs that play only sports?
Booza!
Last of all, stand up and yell. Did the crowd cheer with you? When you're looking for a real sports bar, head to the Bullseye, West 2nd Street in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
You're listening to high school football action here tonight on The Breeze, KOIQ, Hastings, Grand Island, Kearney. We are in Sutton tonight. Season finale. Regular season finale here for both Sutton and St. Cecilia. State playoffs will get underway next Thursday. St. Cecilia hoping their chances here, maybe hosting a home game next Thursday night. Obviously improving the seed here. St. Cecilia could come out of there with a number one seed in Class C2. So third down and 11 yards to go. Here's Wiseman with the ball. He's going to keep it himself. He's to the 40-yard line. Penalty flags down again. Wiseman gets loose and takes the ball down to the 35. Wiseman stopped at about the 40, got loose there, and took her down to the 35 for an additional 5 yards in the play. Tackle was made in there by Michael Wynn for Hastings St. Cecilia. Here comes the next call. It's going to be a holding call.
Oh, my goodness.
Holding call on Sutton.
That is the ninth penalty now on Sutton. And, again, another costly holding penalty as Wiseman just took that off left side. Only 5'10", 155 pounds. He's just a little guy out there, but was able to get into the secondary of St. Cecilia. Would have been good for about a 10, 11-yard pickup, but it'll come back. They'll spot the ball at the 48-yard line, third down.
Third down and long. Four Sutton, two wide receivers split out wide to the right side from the gun. Here's Wiseman. He runs it. He's going to keep it himself. 45 to the 40. Look out. 35 comes to the near sideline. 30, 25 to the 20, 15, down to the 10, and he's run out of bounds here on the near side. Run out of bounds by Kissinger. He was the last guy back there for the St. Cecilia defense. And finally, Cole Wiseman, the sophomore quarterback, gets loose there. St. Cecilia is so concerned about stuffing Wiebe on all these plays. Finally, the sophomore quarterback, Wiseman, gets loose, takes the ball inside the 10-yard line, the market at the 8.
Boy, and Pops Chad just down the way from us, one of the coaches up here in the booth for Sutton, has to be smiling on that one. 39 yards on the play, and again, Wiseman just very quick tucked it up inside, seen a gap, and takes it all the way down to the 8-yard line, first and goal.
Now here's a handoff to Wiebe. This time he's crushed in the backfield. Wiebe trying to get loose there as he slips down the turf, and then he's crushed again by Wallmeyer for Hastings St. Cecilia. He's having an unbelievable night. He's got, he's got 11 tackles in the first half. He's got six more in the second half. He's got 17 tackles tonight, Joe Wallmeyer. That was a loss of a couple of yards in the play. Brings the ball back to the 10, second down and goal from the 10-yard line.
He has been a huge, huge part of Randy Aaron's defense all season long.
Second down and goal. Ball is sitting right at the 10. Rath splits out wide to the right side. Here's Wiseman with the ball. He's going to carry it around the left, and he's at the 5-yard line. He puts his head down and drives the ball down to about the 2. They fake the play to the right side. Wiseman comes out of there and chucks it himself. Takes it around the left end, took the ball down to about the 2-yard line, and Sutton trying to stuff one in here. 7 minutes and 45 seconds to play in the fourth quarter. Hawks are out on top by a score of 35-6. Wide receiver splits out wide to the right side now. That's going to be Yost for Sutton. Man in the slot to the right side. That's going to be Grease. Eye formation. Here's Wiseman goes straight ahead. He did not get there on third down and goal from about the 2-yard line. Wiseman did not get there. He is stacked up by the St. Cecilia defense. And now Sutton will be looking at fourth down and goal from the 2.
Well, and again, St. Cecilia defensively was expecting number 30, Reed Wiebe, to get the football. And just a quick hitter trying to go right behind his center was the quarterback, Wiseman. But he was not able to get to any positive yardage. And it'll bring up fourth down. Ball spotted at about the 1-yard line.
All right, Rath is out to the right side. Back to the I formation here. Fourth down and goal. Here's a Wiseman. He's just going to take it around the right hand. He gets close to the goal line. Did he get in? No indication yet. And he did not get in there. He stopped right at the goal line. Cole Wiseman took it around the right end, and St. Cecilia meets him right at the goal line and holds him out of the end zone. St. Cecilia will have the ball. Let's see.
And that's not good. That is Phil Hamburger that is down at about the 1-yard line, and he is grabbing a hold of his left knee.
So this comes with 6 minutes and 41 seconds to play. The Hawks keep Sutton from scoring, but it could be a costly one as the starting quarterback for the Blue Hawks playing on defense, Phil Hamburger, is down at the 1-yard line. We've got a break, 6:41 to play in the fourth quarter. We'll take a break with the score St. Cecilia 35, Sutton 6.
Stop in today at George's Easy Stop. George's offers gasoline, propane, fertilizer, does hauling, has a 3G car wash, grocery snacks, and eat fresh at Subway. George's 66 Easy Stop is located right on Highway 6 in Sutton. Good luck, Sutton teams, from all of us at George's 66 Easy Stop in Sutton.
Real personal service is hard to find, especially when you're not feeling well. You need a pharmacy you can trust, a Good Neighbor Pharmacy. For prescriptions or just questions about other health care issues, see Sutton Pharmacy in Sutton. Your Good Neighbor Pharmacy.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Mike Will, Jimmy Purcell, Gene Shaw back here at Sutton. Injured player for St. Cecilia is Phil Hamburger. The starting quarterback for the Blue Hawks is down with 6 minutes and 40 seconds to play in the fourth quarter, and the Hawks leading by a score of 35-6.
My goodness, it was just a few games ago when we did the St. Cecilia game at Duncan, and Jace Jackson went down with a knee injury, and he has not returned to play since that ball game. Now they do get Phil Hamburger up, but they will help him off the field. But, boy, the air has come out of the far side crowd. You don't need this happening to your starting quarterback on the last regular season game, and we'll keep an eye on Hamburger, but the training staff will help him off the field, not putting any weight on that left leg. And I believe Xander Schmidt, I think, is the backup quarterback.
So not good news there for St. Cecilia. They're going to come out of here with the district championship, but you look to the playoffs next week, you've got your starting running back, and now your starting quarterback could be on the sideline to start the playoff run. Xander Schmidt in there at quarterback now for St. Cecilia. He'll take over. What a way to start your first series here. He'll take over his own 1-yard line as the St. Cecilia defense stands up. The Sutton offense right at the 1-yard line did not allow a touchdown in that last series, so Xander Schmidt comes in there. He carries the ball straight ahead for a couple of yards. 6.5 minutes to go in the ballgame.
Well, and the injury to Phil Hamburger kind of overshadowed the drive that Sutton was able to put together. They took it all the way downfield, and Wiseman had an opportunity to pitch it out to Wiebe, but he elected to try to cut it up inside, and St. Cecilia defensively made the stop, and they take over second down here and about 9.
All right, here's Kissinger coming out of there. Kissinger to the near side. He's at the 10-yard line of the 15, and he has run out of bounds. A penalty flag is down back inside the 10-yard line.
Probably in the area of a hold against St. Cecilia.
Bill Hamburger drawing a lot of attention over there on the St. Cecilia sideline. He is sitting on the St. Cecilia bench right now, and they are looking at his right knee. So the indication here is going to go against St. Cecilia penalty here. We think it's going to be on the left tackle, Chris Hartford. Looks like a holding call on Hartford.
That is 11 penalties against St. Cecilia this evening, and that will be half the distance to the goal line. They'll bring it back and spot it at the, what about the 2-yard line? Actually, officially they say the 3, which will be a second down and 9 here for St. Cecilia.
So Xander Schmidt into the ball game now at quarterback for Hastings St. Cecilia from his own 3-yard line. Up under center, he hands the ball away again to Kissinger, fighting for some running room as he angles off to the left side. He brings the ball up to about the 5. That's going to bring up a third down situation here for St. Cecilia with 5:40 to play. Tyler Grease and the stop for Sutton defensively. In the state playoffs get underway next Thursday night. And now the attention is going to turn toward the St. Cecilia sideline. We're still looking at Phil Hamburger's right knee. Jace Jackson is not expected to be back for the first round of the playoffs. The St. Cecilia could go in under man here, first round of the playoffs. Here's a Xander Schmidt handing the ball away. That's a Joel Groffel finding across the 10 out to about the 11-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Sam Grease, the defensive back for the Sutton Mustangs, but that's enough for a first down. So St. Cecilia banging the ball out from their own 1-yard line, brings it out to the 12. They get a fresh set of downs here and 5 minutes to play in the ballgame.
Good hard running by Groffel there. We'll give him 7 on the carry and enough for the 13th first down for St. Cecilia. Groffel on the night with 8 carries and 60 hard-earned yards. They push the ball out to the 12-yard line where it's 1st and 10.
All right, 1st down and 10 yards to go. St. Cecilia just trying to get out of here with a victory. As they pitch back, he's going to come to Kissinger again. This time he's going to be swarmed under as he tries to get outside. Look at the black shirts over there for the Sutton defense. Brings him down. That was Rath leading the charges over there. For Sutton, a pickup of a couple of yards in a play. 2nd down and 8 yards to go. You're listening to high school football tonight on the Breeze, KLIQ 94.5.
We look at the far sidelines. It's gathered a crowd over there around Phil Hamburger. Now the training staff has ice on the left knee. The left knee, there is ice on Phil Hamburger's knee, so obviously done for the game and hopefully not very long.
There's Xander Schmidt. He's going to carry the ball. Xander is into the open across the 20, out to the 25-yard line. That's going to be enough for another first down for St. Cecilia. Yeah, I thought initially they were looking at his right knee. I think it is the left knee now that they're more concerned about. The starting quarterback for St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger, is on the bench. 3:55 to play now in the football game. St. Cecilia going to wrap up their 5th straight undefeated regular season. This will be win number 45 in a row for St. Cecilia during the regular season. I'm starting to lose count here. 13-13, that's 26. Now they've won 8 more here. That's a 34 straight wins. They've got 45 during the regular season.
Yeah, that's a bunch. And then Carl Tesmer getting very close to, 300 victories?
Yeah, I think that's right. I think that would occur in the playoffs sometime.
I think if I'm not mistaken, it may happen. Maybe if they would get to the semifinals, I think is...
That's a long
ways away when you've got your starting quarterback, which has drawn the attention of his parents around him as Phil Hamburger sits there with his head down, ice on his left knee. Hopefully that is not a season-ending injury. It's Xander Schmidt out there running the offense. Now 2nd down and about 6 yards for St. Cecilia.
With 2.5 minutes to play here, here's Xander. Nope, they're going to give the ball away. Bring it across the 30 out to the 31-yard line. St. Cecilia just running the clock off here, and we'll hop on the bus and get home, get ready for the state playoffs next week.
Now, that was Xander on the quarterback keeper just run down the line of scrimmage, able to pick up about 5 yards, so it's going to be 3rd and short. We'll call it 1 3rd and 1 with the clock running here at 2:31 and counting.
St. Cecilia started their drive their own 1-yard line with our backup quarterback, Xander Schmidt, in there now. Kissinger is in the backfield. Wide receiver is split to the right side. No need here to run the football as Xander Schmidt takes it down the line and tries to dunk it up inside for the 1st down. It'll be very close to the 1st down stakes here. The officials call the timeout. They'll look to the far sideline. We're down to 2:11 to play. They give the Hawks the 1st down. So a 1st down here for Hastings St. Cecilia. We've seen our share of penalties here tonight. St. Cecilia fell behind 6-0 here in the ball game, but has scored 35 straight points. Led at halftime by a score of 21-6. Added a couple of touchdowns here in the second half of play, both in the third quarter. And the Hawks will get out of here with a win here tonight in the district championship. There's a handoff to Groffel. Slips a couple of tacklers at the 35-yard line, brings it out to the 40. A pickup of about 7 yards and a play by Joel Groffel, the fullback for St. Cecilia, the 190-pound junior. So second down and 3 yards to go. St. Cecilia will be in the state playoffs next week. For Sutton, we'll wait and see. Sutton is going to finish out the season with a mark of 4 wins. 4 wins and 4 losses. So they win their last 4. They lose their first 3, and then they drop their final game of the season. 4 wins, 4 losses for Sutton. We'll see if that's good enough to get them into the Class C2 state playoffs next week. There's a handoff to Kissinger. Kissinger brings it up to the 42-yard line. Tackle is made in there by Tyler Grease for the Sutton Mustangs. A minute and 5 seconds to play. Coming up, we'll hopefully have a couple of minutes to spend with Randy Ahrens, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, before we get out of here tonight. Hawks are going to win the district championship with a win over Sutton this evening, scoring 35 unanswered points in this one. Third down and 1 yard to go. St. Cecilia with the ball on their own 41. Wide receiver splits to the left side. Xander Schmidt is the quarterback now for Hastings St. Cecilia. Xander with the ball. Pitch back comes to Bruliette. Little guy tries to get outside across the 40. Brings the ball for the first down as it brings it up close to the 44-yard line. Should be enough for a first down. That's the case. They will move the sticks one more time. Down to 30 seconds to play down the football game.
That is first down number 16, and the little guy gets a rare carry. That is the third carry on the night for Bruliette. We'll give him 2 on that carry. Another first down. By the way, Mike, 20 penalty flags thrown this evening. Our officiating crew
has done their job.
I guess very thorough.
First down, 10 yards to go. Clock is running at 15 seconds. This will probably be the last play here. Xander Schmidt up under center. Gives the ball away to Groffel. Groffel hit at the line of scrimmage, and Groffel is going to be brought down right at the 45-yard line, and that's going to be the last play, I do believe. We're down to 4 seconds to go in the football game, and that's going to be the contest. We have reached triple zeros in the end zone here tonight. Hastings St. Cecilia wins the Class C2 District 7 championship here tonight. They won their 45th straight game during the regular season, their 34th straight overall, and their 5th straight year. They have run the undefeated regular season here tonight as they wrap up their season with a win over the Sutton Mustangs. They win here tonight by a score of 35-6 in their season finale. So St. Cecilia will now wait and see. Playoff pairings will be announced on Saturday by the Nebraska Schools Activities Association. Sutton will finish out their season, mark of 4 wins and 4 losses. They will hope that things fall their way. They could also be in the Class C2 field that gets underway with playoff action next Thursday across the state of Nebraska. Again, the final score in this one, Hastings St. Cecilia knocks off the Sutton Mustangs by the score of 35-6. We'll be back to recap this one for you in 1 minute.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Good luck, Mustangs, from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton. Bill George, owner and pilot, offers crop care by air. Call today for more information at 402-773-5581. That's 402-773-5581. Go Mustangs from George's Aerial Spraying in Sutton.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in 3 grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Battery and Electric. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Battery and Electric. 2001 West 2nd, Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Well, St. Cecilia wins it here tonight. Final score of 35-6 over the Sutton Mustangs. The Hawks win the Class C2 District 7 championship here tonight. Get to the scoring, get you some final numbers, and hopefully we can get Randy Ahrens a couple of minutes up here before we get out of here tonight. Sutton actually had the lead early. They scored in their opening possession of the ball game tonight. Took the opening kickoff, marched the ball 69 yards on 10 plays. Reed Wiebe took it in from 7 yards out. In fact, he had all 69 yards rushing on the opening series. Took it in from 7 yards out. The two-point conversion was no good, so it was 7:35 to play in the first quarter. It was 6-0 in favor of Sutton. The Hawks come right back in their opening possession. They go 6 plays and 68 yards. Phil Hamburger took it in from 2 yards out. Point after touchdown was good. St. Cecilia led by a score of 7-6 with 5:12 remaining in the first quarter. The Hawks then recover a fumble. Joe Wallmeyer hopped on top of the fumble at the 24-yard line. A couple of plays later, St. Cecilia took it in from 5 yards out from Matt Kissinger. The point after touchdown was good. A minute and 34 seconds to play in the first quarter. St. Cecilia led by a score of 14-6. Hawks adding another touchdown in the second quarter. 7 plays, 51 yards. Hamburger takes it in from 3 yards out. St. Cecilia led at halftime by a score of 21-6. They had a couple of more touchdowns in the third quarter. In fact, they score in their opening possession of the second half. They go 6 plays, 82 yards. Phil Hamburger throws a touchdown pass of 30 yards to Matt Kissinger. The PAT was good, 28-6. The final score, the score there at the third quarter mark of 8:06 to play. And then St. Cecilia adding one more touchdown late in the third quarter. They get a 47-yard punt return from Matt Kissinger. They took the ball down to the 9-yard line. A couple of plays later, Hamburger takes it in from 6 yards out. PAT was good, 35-6. The final score here tonight is St. Cecilia wins in a football game over Sutton.
Well, in a wild ball game where Sutton takes the initial drive, the very first drive, right downfield against the St. Cecilia defense on the legs of Reed Wiebe and scores. And then St. Cecilia just went on a mission as they go comfortably on to win this ball game. Again, the concern is towards the quarterback, Phil Hamburger, who was injured on that last play that Sutton run offensively right at the goal line. We'll check on his status here later in the ball game. Unofficially tonight, for the Sutton Mustangs, their quarterbacks combined for two of nine passing for 23 yards. There was one interception in the ball game. Sutton rushed the football 40 times for 239 yards of offense on the ground. So 262 of total offense for Sutton in the ball game. 16 first downs. They run 59 offensive plays. And the guy we talked about in the beginning of the ball game, Reed Wiebe, he ends the ball game unofficially with 39 carries and 190 yards on the season. Now Wiebe finishes with 1,443 yards, 20 touchdowns on the season. For St. Cecilia, Phil Hamburger throwing tonight 5-9 passing for 120 yards. He had one touchdown and one interception. The Hawks rushed the football 42 times for 221 yards, so 331 of total offense in the game, 16 first downs as well for St. Cecilia. They run 51 offensive plays. Receiving the football tonight, Matt Kissinger, two receptions, 50 yards, one touchdown, and Cesar Tino had a couple of catches for 55 yards. Rushing the football tonight, Joel Groffel, 10 carries, 68 yards. Nick Brulette, 4 carries and 31 yards. Matt Kissinger, 12 carries, 45 yards. And Phil Hamburger, 9 carries, 55 yards. Phil accumulated 3 touchdowns on the ground and 1 passing here this evening. But again, a district title. But again, the results of what could be a very costly injury for St. Cecilia. Jace Jackson goes down a few games ago, not knowing quite when he will get back in the mix. They say maybe after a couple playoff games. But again, Phil Hamburger checking on his left knee. We will see the status on that probably no more tomorrow.
So Hamburger scores 3 rushing touchdowns, 1 passing touchdown tonight. Matt Kissinger with a rushing touchdown and a receiving touchdown. And the Hawks roll up some big numbers tonight, 35-6 over the Sutton Mustangs. We're kind of hoping that Randy Ahrens would make his way back up to the broadcast facility here tonight. But evidently, Randy busy down there in the field and unable to get up to us. So hopefully we'll check in with Randy and the rest of the gang tomorrow and get you set for the state playoffs. So St. Cecilia finishes out the regular season 8-0 on the season. The fifth straight year they finish as a undefeated regular season team. Hawks will now wait and wait for the playoff pairings to come out on Saturday.
Well, and again, probably going to host a first round game. It is always tough for a competitor to come in and play at Duncan Field with the brick wall right around there. But we'll have to see when the pairings come out. But another sensational season for Carl Tesmer and his Blue Hawks. They have done the job again And they've been able to get through some hurdles with the injury to Jackson. But the injury tonight may be a very, very big hurdle to get over top, and we'll have to see what the condition of Phil Hamburger is.
35-6, the final score here tonight at Sutton. That'll wrap things up for us here from Sutton High School. St. Cecilia 8-0 on the season. Sutton will finish out a record of 4 wins and 4 losses. Now we see, hold on here, Randy Aaron's making his way across the field. We'd like to talk with Randy before we get out of here. Your game tonight is brought to you in part by Georgia's Aerial Spraying out of Sutton, also the Cornerstone Bank, by Sutton Pharmacy, Georgia's Brothers Propane, also Jackson's Floor Service, Farm Bureau Financial Services, Precision Heating and Air Conditioning of Hastings, and also Carey's Pest Control. We'll take a one-minute timeout. When we come back, we'll talk with Randy Aarons, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia, as we continue on the Breeze, KOIQ 94.5.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care insurance. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Since 1882, Cornerstone Bank has been serving the financial needs of Central Nebraska by providing full-service banking, loan products, farm management, and more. With 31 locations in Central Nebraska, including Harvard, Clay Center, and Sutton, Cornerstone Bank has a location near you. Bank on a solid foundation. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Quality printing can be an effective calling card for your business or organization, like the quality printing you get from Vaughn's Printers. Celebrating more than 80 years and 3 generations, Vaughn's Printers serves Hastings and the area with quality printing from creative layouts to finished products. Experience, effort, excellence, and equipment, all making Vaughn's Printers your full-service printer. Make it happen with color printing and Canon Digital at Vaughn's Printers, 222 East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
The Breeze, 94.5.
Service printers at 222 Eastside Boulevard in Hastings. Hastings St. Cecilia wins it tonight. Final score of 35-6 over the Sutton Mustangs. As we talk with Hastings St. Cecilia defensive coordinator Randy Aarons, he'll join us here on the postgame show. Coach, congratulations. Another win. You complete another undefeated season, 8-0. Your feelings on the ballgame?
What a you guys have used before, I've heard on a Saturday afternoon, but great game. You know, it was kind of when we started off early, it was a concern because they just drove down the field on us, so we didn't have an answer. And then we toughened up the second series, and we toughened up third series, and so we made some adjustments at halftime. I think our kids really took a lot of pride tonight in just stiffening up and arching their backs and get a little burn underneath their saddle, and came back and really scored 35 unanswered points. Really made a big difference for us, and it was just something that we're proud of for the kids. And you said an undefeated season. That's not something that anybody should take lightly, and at any level, when you've had some regular season success like we've had, and success on the state level the last couple of years, it's something that's expected, but it just doesn't happen unless you come out and perform.
Well, good coaches. Congratulations, Coach, on the season again, but I'm going to give you a chance to gloat. You're going to smile. After 191 yards of total offense that you give up in the first half, you only allowed Sutton 71 yards in that second half. What adjustments did you make? Reed Wiebe was the show there in the first half.
And he's good, and we knew that on film, that he's a big, strong back, and he's a slasher. And we knew that he's that good of a player, and so it's just something that we really worked on, concentrated on. We made some minor, subtle adjustments at halftime that will not be revealed at this time, but it's kind of the double secret for us. But, and the thing was, though, the kids just came out very determined, and they wanted to make plays. And so it's one of those things with some minor adjustments. We stopped their off tackle on their option play. And then Joe Wallmeyer played a heck of a game at defensive end the second half. He was outstanding and probably his best game of the year right now. And he not only played quarterback, but he got the pitch back. He played the pitch back and got the quarterback and things like that. So Joe in particular defensively really kind of set the tone for us.
We had Joe Wallmeyer with 17 total tackles in the football game here tonight. So a great performance for Joe Wallmeyer. They ran an unbalanced line though most of the night. Much of a problem that caused your defense?
Well, it's just saying, it caused us some problems because they're pretty good up there, especially on the side they were going to. They're pretty good, very effective. But it's something that we knew coming in, and that's something that we practiced. I mean, we lined up against it, we adjusted to it. But when you get to the game time and the lights are on, it's sometimes a little bit different. And so it's just something that you got to get used to. And then seeing the Wiebe, getting used to his size and his speed, and you know, as a slasher with high knees and stuff, it's sometimes difficult. So it just took us a little while. But, again, you know, you said congratulations to the coaches. We need to congratulate the kids because they're the ones that, you know, put their heart and soul into everything and really, you know, come in and day out and try to do their best.
Offensively, Coach, usually used to see in St. Cecilia strike on some big, big plays, either be Matt Kissinger or Phil Hamburger, but really the offensive rushing numbers were all pretty even tonight. Grothel led the way, 10 carries, 68 yards, but were they doing anything to key on Matt, obviously with his speed and his range out there? Were they doing anything differently to keep him hemmed in?
I'm not sure, but you know, it's just one of those things. If you have a breakdown, good teams, and, you know, Sutton's record is very deceiving. You know, good teams can take advantage of that, and so it's just one of those things that it's hard to tell. And then, you know, a little slick surface tonight, possibly where we lost some footing. You know, we had a nice play set up. We lost footing with the lead back, and different things like that. So it's just hard to tell. But again, you know, we'll take a win this way when you can drive it out, pound it out, and get some long scoring drives and, you know, some timely passes and things like that.
And just so you wins it again, 35-6. Over the Sutton Mustangs to win the Class C2 District 7 championship here tonight. On to the playoffs next week, Coach. 1 week from tonight, we start the playoffs.
And, you know, we're starting that at. So it's in the friendly confines of Duncan Field, and that's something that Coach Sesmer talked about before the game, how important the game is to us, you know, not necessarily in terms of winning and losing, but in terms of a home field advantage. And so that's something that we've looked forward to and we strive for and try to get that created throughout the season. And so, again, I have to congratulate our kids for district champions. I think we're 6 years in a row, and we've had 6 undefeated district championships. And so that's something that will be difficult for anybody to match in the near future.
All right, congratulations. We'll see you next week.
Good luck. Thank you, and good luck. Have fun tomorrow night on your morning side. We'll be cheering for the Broncos, too.
All right, that's Randy Aarons, the defensive coordinator for Hastings St. Cecilia. Again, the Hawks knock off Sutton tonight to win the district championship. Final score of 35-6. That'll do it for us. Buses running across the way. It's time to get out of here. We'll have football action for you tomorrow night on 1230 KHAS. We'll be with the Hastings High Tigers, Hastings High and Grand Island Northwest. Pigskin preview begins at 6 with a kickoff at 7 o'clock. We'll have the action on 1230 KHAS. Tri-City Storm hockey for you tomorrow night here on the Breeze. 6:45 for the pregame show. Face-off from the Kearney Events Center will be at 7:05. That'll do it from Sutton here tonight. For Gene Shaw, my statistician, for Jimmy Purcell, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Sutton.